this show is going to make no sense to like 95% of the people.
Are we still doing a radio show?
Lunatic Radio.
New intro.
Now, there were people out there who doubted the intro.
Right.
And all I gotta say is, you know, there it was.
Doubted that it would get done?
Doubted that it would get done.
Right.
And the shit is tight.
It's good. A new intro, everybody, for the LunaticRadio.com show.
By the way, there's a little subliminal messages running around in that intro. See if you can find them.
I doubt it. They're so buried. They're so buried. There's like two sound effects over the messages.
I know. It's like two sound effects and somebody else talking.
Right. What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show on the air. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me, co-host Ronnie Beans.
Yo.
And CEO Rocket back in studio this week.
Yo!
About 4 or 5 days after his Mets took a colossal dump.
Oh, they did it. Dumpage.
Yes, they did. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. All right, hit us up. Word them up, everybody. New intro, right. new start. Now we're going to have that intro for about another 3 years, so get used to it.
Yep.
It's once in a while when we actually do work for the show.
Well, you know what it is? It gets to the point where, like, just basically being sick of something forces us to do stuff.
Right.
Like, it has to be so bad that we decide, like, our lazy asses decide, okay, it's over. We have to do something else.
We have to change it up.
Yeah. Because I got so sick of that last intro, I was like, let's make it done.
The guys at the, they call themselves the PNW, the Pacific Northwest Listeners.
Yeah.
They
P and Whistle?
They put together an intro that hasn't ended yet.
Still going?
It's still going.
It's like, what is it, like Burning Man?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to take what they created and actually probably do something with it. But here is their version.
It's like a Grateful Dead concert.
It's really long.
It's trucking.
Yeah.
It's like a jamming intro.
The concert didn't stop till that dude died.
Yeah.
He was like, Franklin's Tower.
The intro is like, it's like watching
Don't
fish.
Eat the brown acid.
Here it is.
Go dig it!
This city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion. Biblical. What he means is Old Testament. Yes, Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the sky.
To be quite honest, I don't know when it ends. Like, when are we supposed to kick in and start talking?
I don't know.
Ice, rivers, and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
Dead rising to the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. That's hysteria.
Holy shit.
Maybe. Hi, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show again.
Show!
LunaticRadio.com makes me
die. Oh, wait, no.
Wait,
oh.
Wait.
It's still going.
I stuck, and I swallow, put my teeth down to scrape like a good girl.
That's terribly sexy.
What?
All the cards out. The guy's going on 8 years plus without sex. He's miserable.
Karen.
It's a big rubber cylinder. It's got a hole in it, and you kind of squeeze that around your hammer.
The drunk dial is the raddest ever.
There's a lot of stuff in this intro that I can use, though.
It's called Ravings of a Lunatic Mind.
The trick is to get corporal stimulation.
It's very long, though.
It's not an intro.
Dude, this is the Inagata DeVita of intros.
It's like a LunaticRadio.com remix.
Yeah.
It's a montage
year.
Yes.
Ah, it's all over me.
Ronnie Bean.
That was it with that one. Rocket.
Is that the end?
So that was the PNW.
Wow. Dude, I went to the bathroom and came back. That intro was still playing.
that was impressive.
Show's over, Ron. Let's go home.
Yeah, what the hell? All right, good job. High fives all around.
And thanks to the boys, the PNW boys, man.
That was impressive.
It was actually pretty good. I'm going to actually, we can make a little remix out of that. Maybe add some stuff to it.
That, you know what it is? That's like the Paul Oakenfold extended dance mix of the intro.
Extended, you know, XTND.
Right, the extended dub mix. That's on, you can find that on Ibiza 2006.
Beat me to it. I have the Ibiza reference already.
Zing, damn. You win.
No need to explain.
Karen, you know what Ibiza is, Karen?
Way over my head.
Do you know what Ibiza is, Karen?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it figures.
What is
Jesus
it?
You know what?
Christ.
I'm so annoyed, I'm not even going to tell you.
Yeah, let's not even bother.
Come on.
Watch
just
Wild
tell
on
me.
E once in a while.
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ, guy.
Wild on E? I have to watch Wild on E to get that reference?
Yes.
Why not?
When has that show been relevant?
I know, it's not even on.
Is he even on anymore?
I don't think so. Who was hosting when you got that?
I don't know. Some chick. Yeah. And not Brooke Burke.
Was it the blonde-headed girl or the...
How the hell do I know?
There was a brunette who I really loved for a long
time. Yeah, that was Brooke Burke, right?
No. Brooke Burke was the middle host. There was one before her that I really loved. I forget her name.
I don't know.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Who was the first host of Wild on E? Somebody look that up if you're listening to the program. And I am us at lunaticradio.com.
Let me guess, some slut.
Or Lunatic Radio.
Some slut.
She wasn't a slut. She was really hot. Jules Asner.
Oh, you! Doesn't know Ibiza, but he got Jules.
That's
Asner.
When I used to watch that show when Jules Asner.
Put it
hosted.
This way: Ibiza is probably next to the Playboy Mansion. That's probably where I want to hang out.
Yeah,
it's like a resort town.
Yeah,
Greece. Where there's nothing but like unbelievably super duper hot chicks. And they have sex with people all the time. Yeah.
By the way, I was reading...
You go to Ibiza and you have sex 24 hours a day with many women.
Right. I was reading somewhere this week that Hugh Hefner said in like an article or something that he's not into having sex anymore.
I could believe that. He's like, what, 80, 82?
Yeah, he's 90 years old.
Yeah. Come on.
Is he that old?
Yeah, dude.
He's not 90.
No, he's 80 or 81.
He's old. He's old to be having sex, so let's put it that way.
I mean, for a guy not... I mean, he lives in a... He's the guy. He's the man.
He's going to croak of
sooner or later.
He's got sooner
like a,
or later, man.
He's got like a 21-year-old kid that's like, you know, going to inherit the empire.
Do you think that kid's fucking pounding everything in that mansion?
Man.
A 21-year-old
Could you imagine you're Hugh Hefner's kid and he's like, pick out a chick.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, it's his 18th birthday. Pick out a chick. That one. No, wait, that one.
I bet you that kid's got some fucking great stories.
You know, yeah, you wake up one day and you're like, what am I going to do today? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one of these really hot girls, take her down to the grotto, and fuck her. And that's it.
Hugh Hefner's son has got to have some great fucking stories.
Already, yeah. Already. Even.
What'd you do today? Hung out in the grotto. Had sex. Got some lunch.
Got some lunch.
Watched a movie, you know.
The kid probably gets late on his way to the kitchen.
Yeah. Went to the Dodger game.
Yeah, watched a movie that's not even out yet.
Right, yeah. Came back home, went back to the grotto, fucked a different chick, and then went to bed. It was a pretty standard day.
Mm.
Nothing really exciting.
Kind of ho-hum.
Yeah. I hung out with all the girls from Baywatch.
I was watching that show, Girls Next Door.
Yeah.
And I watched like a marathon of it.
Now, do you honestly, listen, I honestly think if they had to fuck him, they're not hanging out. Because that's, come on.
What do you mean? If all three of them had to bang Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, they're just like
they wouldn't
out.
Get along with each other?
No, I'm just saying, like, they're just, I think they're just hanging out. I don't think they're all having sex.
No, they're not. No. The young one certainly isn't. No way.
There's no way that young one is. Yeah, right.
I mean, I think every once
Kendra,
in a
while. I think her name is.
Every once in a while, like, maybe one of them will, like, blow him in the saggy balls.
Oh.
But they're not having sex. That's impossible.
How old is the young one's like 21, isn't she?
Yeah. She's 21.
She's a baby.
Hot best dog. Line about Hugh Hefner I ever heard was, do you remember Barbie Benton?
No.
All right. Barbie Benton back in the 70s was like she was like Lindsay Lohan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Britney Spears, like the hot new chick that was 19 years old and she was in Playboy and she dated Hugh Hefner. And when she was dating Hugh Hefner, she goes, you know, I've never been out with anybody older than 25. And he goes, that's cool. Neither have I. Because he was like 50 at the time or something like that. And there he was just banging in, you know, all the hot chicks.
Well, how many times he's gotten laid?
Oh,
God. He doesn't have an STD.
It was probably...
Well, that you know of.
There was probably a year somewhere in his lifetime where he just had sex every day for a solid year.
Dude, the guy wears a fucking bathrobe around, like, for easy access. You know, the motherfucker's got a bathrobe and slippers on all the time, just so he could just be like, okay.
When did Playboy move from Chicago to L.A.?
Probably sometime in the 70s, I think. And, you know, when I was a kid, you remember the Playboy clubs?
Playboy clubs.
There used to be Playboy clubs.
It was like a publisher's clearinghouse thing?
No, like nightclubs. There were nightclubs that were the Playboy club, right?
Okay, yeah.
And there was bunnies and all kinds of wacky shit used to happen there. And you had to be a member to get in. And you got this gold, like, keychain with a Playboy bunny and like a membership card.
Okay.
My dad was a member of the Playboy club. And they used to go, him and my mom, and like couples would go into the city, because there was one in New York City, and hang out at the Playboy Club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come home and they'd show pictures and stuff like that. It was like the 70s, they dress up in the leisure suits and everything.
Right, yeah, but it wasn't like a dirty thing. It wasn't a strip club.
No. It was high class, entertainment, Sammy Davis. Yeah. And it was like a nightclub.
It was a night. Yeah, it was like going fucking dinner and dancing.
Right, exactly. No, it wasn't like swinging or anything.
No sex.
No, but they had the bunny waitresses and everything. And I remember as a kid, my father telling me that I could be a member of the Playboy Club when I got older, because he was a member.
Right.
So you can like pass it down. You know what I mean? So I remember thinking as a kid, going, being like 8 years old, being like, yes, like when I hit 18,
I'm going to be hanging out with Hugh
Hefner.
I'm going
to be hanging out at the Playboy Club with the bunnies and everything like that. Well, like 3 years after that, the motherfuckers closed it down. And now I went to the Playboy Club and I lost
the shaft.
I did get the shaft. I never got to see the inside of a Playboy Club.
Hmm. On today's program, porn star Hillary Scott, everybody.
Alpha sounds.
Chili dog. Well, obviously she's hobbing and nobbing that one, Ronnie Beans, as Ron's choking.
Ugh.
Ron took a swig of something when I played that clip. He just started choking.
Went down the wrong pipe.
You kind of sound like Hillary Scott.
Oh, my God. All I kept thinking of was, please tell me that's her mouth making that noise.
It is. And, well, here's some.
Oh, yes.
Give her a nice hello. Wow.
Oh,
how you doing? Good evening.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Oh, fuck me.
Sure.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh.
All right. Enough.
To give her a little pat on the ass. Be like, atta girl.
Oh, my God.
Atta girl.
Wow. Yeah, baby.
Sooner or later, you're going to come up for air, right?
She's a freaky girl, huh?
Wow.
Hillary Scott.
I like her.
We're going to be talking to this later.
Oh, man. You can hear it. You can hear it.
Oh, man.
That's going into fifth gear.
Yeah, he's going uphill.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your cock feels so good in my ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes.
Compliments. I'll keep a smile on your face all day.
By the way, I purposely play porno sounds, because people, when they listen to the show at work or something, they're like, oh, it's scrambling to turn shit down.
Turn it off. Stop playing it. Stop.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck my ass. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh,
don't you just want that once in your life? A chick to say that to you. Just once.
Oh, you know what?
But
sex.
Yeah, butt sex. Man. Yeah,
no,
but
you wouldn't want.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'd like to shoot my goal set my goal a little higher than once, because it's like they say it once and then that's it. That's all I get for the next 50 years.
Yeah, she hasn't done yet. Hold on.
Oh yes, get your cut back in my ass.
Yes, man.
slam.
All right. There we go. Hillary Scott's coming on the program.
She's very demanding.
By the way, the one thing interesting about Hillary Scott, she doesn't have a website, or I just can't find it.
It's possible. Did you try, like,
HillarySkott.com?
She's too busy getting fucked up the ass.
You try GapingAss.com?
What I did today was...
AssRape.com?
I went out and searched for my first Hustler magazine.
Ooh, look at you.
I've never bought a Hustler magazine.
Hustler is very classy.
Yeah, look
because
at you.
I was I was looking on MySpace, Hillary Scott's MySpace, and she's in the November 2006 issue of Hustler.
Really? Could you find one?
No, I didn't find one.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like a scumbag. I had to ask some dude at an Amoco.
Nice.
Like, when are you getting the Hustlers in?
Yeah, you got any Hustlers?
And he's like, 2 days, man. 2 days.
Yeah.
He's like,
I know you, sexy man.
He's like, you buy a package. Like, I guess if you buy Hustler, you get 3 mags in one.
Really?
So he's like, only $8.99. I'm like, yeah. I don't want September or October. I just want November.
I got JapaneseHorse.com.
Yeah, he had all sorts of shit.
I've got Eat Some Ass. I've got Big Boobies.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got it. Yeah. Amoco's. Amoco gas stations, everybody? Yeah. I don't know if they're a national chain, but they have
some dirty
fucking magazines.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
What?
Like, they cover them up with, like, plywood on the shelves so you can't see them. You have to take plywood off and look.
Wow!
And when at this particular Amoco that I was at, if you took off the plywood in front, behind the plywood is all dirty DVDs.
Really?
Like porn DVDs.
Imagine
right
if, like,
there.
Imagine if you took the plywood off and it like fell and like crashed and all the magazines. Everybody's looking at the magazines
awkward,
are all falling out.
Yeah. Dude, when you're getting coffee, if you turn like 180 degrees around, you're looking at porno.
Right. Wow.
So people go get their coffee.
And you know, like
morning.
You buy it and like the first, like all you're thinking about is, well, once I get to my car, I'm home free.
Usually the closest thing to the coffee, you know, counter is the newspapers.
Or early in bagels.
And yeah. Bagels. But not in this Amoco. It was porno. It was great. But I couldn't
listen,
get the
issue. I'm making fun, but if you bought a Hustler, I'm taking it home.
No, I didn't. I couldn't find it.
Well, I'm saying if.
Yoink.
Yeah, yoink.
This is mine!
Yeah. Kira would be like, what happened to my Hustler? I'd be like, I don't know.
Hillary Scott is known for anal, and she calls her butthole the stink star.
Nice.
I believe. I don't know. I don't really know much about Hillary Scott, but she sounds like a fun girl. She replaced Jessica Sweet in the role of Brittany Rears. In the movie Brittany Rears 3, Brittany gets shafted.
Oh, poor Brittany.
Yeah. And I want to ask her if she's ever done Belladonna, because Belladonna's on next week.
Dude, I love
Belladonna.
Love Belladonna.
Belladonna.
You know why? Because Belladonna has, like, fucking talent. You know what I mean?
Belladonna.
She's got fucking talent. And I don't mean, like, fucking talent.
She's the
Tiger
Woods.
Talent.
She's the Tiger Woods of porn.
She can do anything. The girl can deep throat. Like, I saw her deep throat Lexington Steel.
She can hit the long ball.
Lexington Steel's got a 12-inch dick. She fucking deep throated it. Like, give me a break.
Did you say Tiger Woods of porn?
Yeah.
She is.
Can hit the long
the
ball.
The girl is multifaceted. She will do anything, and she can do anything. I've seen her do, like, just amazing feats.
I saw Lexington Steel bang her doggy style, and she was propped on his, like, hammer. I'll stand up and show you.
Oh,
she
Jesus.
Was off the ground. She was off the ground just hanging on his hammer, Ronnie Beans.
Well, because it's like the size of Texas,
yeah,
I think.
It is.
It's like a small city.
It's a beam.
Yeah. And she took it, no problem. I mean, the girl has got talent. She has got much, much, much talent.
Where is there room up there? I mean, don't you start...
I have no idea.
Like, the liver and shit up there?
She's got to go to the doctor and say, okay, listen, how far can I stick something up my ass before there's a problem?
Honestly, she has to do
one of her videos, right? She has like a behind the scenes video, and how she prepares for doing stuff like that.
Right.
She did 32 enemas. 32.
That's dedication, my friend.
To clean it all out. And she was like, you got to do it, because when you do shit that I do, you got to make sure that it's clean, like all the way up the colon.
Holy,
like not just around the edges. It's got to be up the colon, like way, way up the colon.
Right. Because if you're taking a Lexington Steel dick.
Well, because, yeah, but, well, you don't see what they do after she does that. Like, usually when they do that, she's, you know, down on it afterwards. So you can't be getting any dingleberries on the end of that thing.
Thing better be pristine.
Yeah, it's got to be clean all the way up to, like, the small intestine.
Christ almighty, that's a lot of work.
Rocket, I think the sound clip that would be appropriate right now is the... Let me test you. What do you think? What do you think the appropriate sound clip right now would be? As we talk about Belladonna getting ass raped by Lexington Steel. What would be the appropriate sound bite?
Did I get it, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm learning.
Ack, ack.
That's the worst part.
Ack, ack.
Unbelievable.
By the way, I think the ack, ack thing is taking over the Ronnie Beans.
Ack, ack. Everything's got a cycle.
Yeah.
Ack, ack. Ack, ack. Ack, ack.
Nice. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, so Hillary Scott, I believe Rory Karf and Lauren Karf are calling in.
Oh, so we get to hear, like, the after effects?
Yeah, we're going to talk to them.
So my first question to them would be, like, are you guys divorced? And if you are, can I... What are you doing later, Lauren?
Buzzing!
Yeah. What? She has needs.
Let me show you how real man rolls.
I would never teabag you without you.
Oh, look at him. The real gentleman he is.
Country road. Congratulations to the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Rutgers is 7-0, baby.
Fuck Rutgers.
Dude, West Virginia is like the weakest 8-0 you'll ever see.
I know, baby. Congratulations to the West Virginia Mountaineers in the BCS rank number 4, baby.
Don't they have like a win over Furman or something like that?
They don't play anybody. I love it, though.
Yeah. Nassau Community next week.
Yeah, this week, Furman. Next week, School of the Blind.
Suffolk Community College. Right. Big game next week.
Right, week after that, Bethune-Cookman.
Chubb University.
Savannah School of Art and Design.
That's right.
Design.
They're playing a bunch of cooks in a parking lot soon.
Yeah, the week after that, that school that those kids from Fame went to.
Fictitious.
This school of dance?
Yeah, the whatever school of dance. That dude Leroy's going to be the quarterback. You know the one who used to do the pirouettes and shit?
They got a big game, baby. November 2nd versus Louisville. They're ranked 6th in the country. Go Mountaineers! All right, that's it.
Scott. Pathetic.
Nothing.
Pathetic.
Wait, Rock. How about your how about this?
What?
Tonight. He hits it in the air to left field. Back is Chavez. At the wall. This ball is gone. Two-run home run, Yadier Molina. And St. Louis takes a 3-1 ninth inning game 7 lead.
I knew before that game even started that the Mets had no chance.
What?
No,
say that now. Come on.
I swear to you. Because I had to do it. My buddy, he's a season ticket holder. And we both came to the conclusion, if Glavin lost one game throughout the playoffs, they were doomed. Because he had to win every game.
Dude, you mean to tell me when Andy Chavez caught that ball, you weren't like, we're winning
this game?
Honestly,
I wasn't watching. I cannot watch game sevens. I was like occasionally watching. I caught that on a replay. I didn't actually watch that live.
When I saw that catch, I only watched part of the game, but it happened to be that part.
Sure.
When I saw him make that catch, I was like, the Mets are winning. There's no way they're losing.
They should have.
I was like, the Mets are winning, and I'm going to have to see that goddamn replay 78,000 times
now you're not
for the next year.
Now you're not going to see it.
And now you're never going to see it. It's a footnote.
If they won, that would probably be up there with like one of the greatest plays ever. That'd be up there with Willie Mays.
Absolutely. Because they lost, guess what? Too bad.
Nothing. It's like Andy.
Hey, Andy, you got to make those catches when your team wins.
Yeah. Well, actually, he was up the next inning. All he had to do was hit a fucking single. Did nothing.
How much money does Carlos Beltran make?
to hold the bat on his shoulder?
Too much.
Two quick strikes on Carlos Beltran with the bases loaded, two out. The Mets down by two.
How about it? was so quiet you could hear the umpire.
Can I just say Joe Buck sucks?
Dude, 50,000 people, it was so quiet you could hear the umpire call strike three.
I know.
The umpire's right? Like, strike three. Wow, that was loud.
Oh, man.
Strike!
Yeah, three. Oops. Use your indoor voice.
I actually called Rocket right afterwards just to see how he was.
Really? Oh, you bastard. I would have never
I was nice about it. I wasn't ragging.
We were like talking about it and shit like that. Yeah.
We're talking about like what's going to happen next year. And
it's true. Like the Yankees, they'll be like, this is potentially it. You know, the Mets could be in the basement next year. You
sure.
Know?
Yeah.
I know. That's what sucks about being like
a Mets fan.
Yeah.
You mean any other team but the Yankees fan?
Basically.
Yeah,
right.
Really. Because we know we're going to be there next year. Right?
It's like it's the Yankees. Like
almost
just make,
impossible.
The Yankees worst comes to worst, we'll at least be in a hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The Mets could potentially be looking in the basement.
Yep.
Mets are going to be looking to play golf.
It's because my dad's pitching for him and Kieran's dad's pitching for him.
Yeah. Rocket's dad's pitching for him.
Yeah.
Relief.
Yeah.
Yep. Sucks.
Yeah.
That was tough.
And you get Billy Wagner for another 3 years and $30 million.
Yeah. Rocket was asking me, what's going to happen when A-Rod's traded to the Cubs? And I told him that's not going to happen. Because if we trade A-Rod to the Cubs, I want the entire stadium in return.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll take the whole team.
And we're going to use it as a practice field.
Yeah, it'll be Yankee Stadium West. Yeah.
That's still funny.
Yeah. Wrigley Field is going to be the Yankees practice field.
That's right.
You get A-Rod, we get your stadium.
Yep.
Not going to happen.
How about you guys spent $40 million on a relief pitcher in the ninth inning, they're like, nah, leave him in the bullpen.
Stop it.
Leave him in the bullpen because he's been a little crazy.
Well, he was a little erratic.
And to Sandman Wagner.
I don't have a problem with them sticking with Hyman in that situation. Even though he never went past an inning, you know.
Wait, isn't there another series going on? The World Series?
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, the World Series, if nobody cares.
Mike and the man, what happened? The ratings on
yeah,
this.
What happens? Yeah, there was the worst rated World Series in, like, game one
They're
ever.
Comparing it to a replays of Seinfeld.
Yeah, well, right.
Didn't Kenny Rogers, like, shit on his hand or something?
Yeah, he looked like he rubbed one out with a duty.
He didn't do any enemas before game time.
Yeah.
He used to call Belladonna
and used it to jerk off.
Right, he was like, oh, I don't have any toilet paper, I'll just use my thumb.
Those people are fucking sick in Detroit.
To like Roto-Rooter around and everything like that.
Mm. I mean, seriously, honestly, how can you be a fan of the St. Louis Cardinals?
No.
Look, there's people in like Detroit who don't care that this World Series is going on.
Yeah.
Mm. Unbelievable.
That's why they should just have, like, here, and you were saying, like, the Yankees and Mets should just play.
I know. Yeah. Anyway,
they should just, honestly, they should just play and be like, we're calling this the real World Series. And people televise and people watch.
Hell yeah.
I was telling Rocket, the people at Fox should call up Detroit and St. Louis and say, hey, you know, you earn your way there.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're just going to have the Mets and Yankees play, even though they lost, because ratings.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like when a TV show bombs, they cancel it. Then they're going to be like, listen, we're going to cancel it. We're going to go with a proven winner.
This is what we'll do for you. We'll put you on Fox a couple like weekend series games
Yankees
in July.
Red Sox for the 87,000th time.
We're just going to have the Mets and Yankees play because
that's what people really want.
Honestly,
see anyway.
No one cares if you play baseball.
Yeah. Nobody's
sorry, St. Louis and Detroit.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Guess what? You lost to Lost.
Go Pistons.
Way to go.
Yeah. You lost to Bob Saget and one versus 100.
Right.
You know, you lost to a guy who actually used the word shiggles. You lost to the guy who fucked Kimmy Gibbler.
He did not.
Ooh. Which one was that?
Who, Kimmy Gibbler?
The neighbor.
The neighbor. The weird one?
The cunty neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the stupid hair?
Yeah.
You know, always wore a shirt.
A shirt? Giant polka dot.
Did she have, like, CP or something?
No, she was just, like, awkward looking and, like, geeky. And she was, like, 6'2" and, like, an 11.
She was gawky?
Yeah. She was all, like...
You don't want to ever be known as gawky.
She was all, like, knees and elbows, man.
She was a gazoo.
Well, she was, like...
Dave Coulier was a better looking chick.
She was like 13. Like, you can't beat her up for it. She was going through puberty, but she just looked like a big duck.
Like that.
You know?
Excuses.
Pray mantis.
And she, like, when she would talk, she'd always make that, like, stupid, you know, like when people talk and their chin goes back up into their, you know? And she'd be like, what are you talking about? And I hated her so much. Just kidding.
Shut up, Kimmy. All right, Rock, let's do a break.
All right.
right.
We'll do a break, come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold.
It's going to be fun.
It's the Brant Scott Show on TPSRadio.net.
This is adult film star Kurt Lockwood, and you are listening to www.lunaticradio.com.
It's lunaticradio.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
What up? Lunaticradio.com show on the air, everybody. I'm your host, Cameron McCann, alongside me, Ronnie Beans, back from break. Rock is the CEO in studio.
Hi!
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunko hotline, 206-202-LUNET, 206-202-5666.
Yeah!
Where's my Hillary Scott?
Yeah! I want cunt!
Tardy.
Tardy.
She's tardy.
I want vagina.
Tardy. Is there anything worse than tardy? I'm looking at Scream Queens in the latest edition of magazine. Very hot chicks. There's a lot of hot chicks that have been in horror movies. Even Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she was in House of Wax.
There you go, Ryan Beast. Oh, thanks, dude.
I want to open my gift.
Well, then open it, fucker.
Oh.
Open your gift, Rock, as Ronnie looks through.
Yeah, because we're waiting.
Maybe so. We can play like a little filler game with Ron. Ron can read off the name of the chick, and we'll try to guess what movie.
Are we going to do that?
What horror movie she was in.
Oh, my God.
You want to try that? It's a dumb fucking game, but fuck it.
My
we'll
gift
do it.
In the meantime.
We need to do something to fill some time.
Seven things.
As we wait for Hillary Scott to never call
let's
in.
Let's talk about what happened at the diner yesterday. Let's do eight things at once.
Let's all talk about something different. How about that?
Rocket's opening up a gift he got from. Who'd you get a gift from, Rocket?
This is from Con Woman.
One of our listeners, Con Woman.
And it's in a very intriguing box.
Yeah, it's in a very well packaged package. It must be childproof because Rocket can't open it.
I can't open it. Oh, there's tape.
Just tear, Rocket. Tear it.
All right, hold on. I'm opening. I'm just so anxious to open it up.
I opened the box.
I want
you to open your box.
Oh, all this tape. Oh, should have prepped it.
Should have opening. Come on, you open the like fucking box. What's in the box?
There's a note.
What's in the box?
Yeah. What movie is that from?
Is there a head in there?
Put this to good use now. Remember, I stole this. Stole it just for you.
Is it Con Woman's head?
Thanks again for turning me on to the LR crew. Shut up! I'm reading.
Oh.
Love you, Connie. Shoot me an email when you get this.
What's in the box?
I'm looking.
What's in the box?
I'm looking.
Nothing. It's not a head.
It's bubble wrap.
All right. It looks like a cup of some sort.
Oh, wow, there's like tissue paper.
Is it like a pimp cup?
There's a Clairol Black in here.
Rocket got alcohol.
I got alcohol.
Wow. Rocket got a little bottle
of
what is
do
it?
Do not drink that during
tequila?
The
tequila.
Yeah,
Rucka got a bottle of tequila.
Tequila?
And what did you get?
Look, there's different color wrapping. Jesus Christ.
And I got my Seattle Supersonics
pint
glass.
It's a Seattle Supersonics pint glass.
It's great. Now I just got, like, how many other teams are there? 28?
I don't.
You collect basketball?
No, I just said that.
All right.
Douche.
All right, I didn't know.
All right, now pour the tequila into the pint glass.
I'm not the one. I'm not the one going to the Islanders draft day.
Hey, listen. Listen. It was fun.
Excuse me?
Let's go Islanders.
What do you do at Islander draft day?
It was fun. A whole bunch of us went.
Looking to see what foreigners are coming to play for the team.
You like that? He goes, a whole bunch of us. Like, there's a group of them?
There is.
There's like five people.
Him and his imaginary friends.
Hey, big shout out to the New York Islanders Islander Country message board, because we had a fucking blast on opening night. We drank a lot of alcohol.
A lot of chatting amongst the internet people.
Yeah.
They're real people.
Who do you like, Slobodenko or Medvedenko?
Reply.
Yeah.
Look at this. So I got Jose Cuervo black medallion.
A lot of instant messages.
Yeah.
Everybody's got Islanders avatar.
Don't they call us like the homeless guy size?
Uh-huh.
You know, like they picked us up with like their savings for the week.
I don't know. I used to work in a liquor store. We used to put bottles like that when we wanted to get rid of them because people would steal them.
We'd to me, that's like a tub of stuff.
Yeah. Kind woman, thank you.
Yes, very nice gift.
I appreciate it. Very nice.
Ron, read us the names of the chicks.
Oh, sorry.
So we can guess what
Come
movie
on, guy!
We're gonna, Ron's going to read off the name of a hot chick who's been in a horror movie. We got to guess what the horror movie was that she was in.
I'll just start from the beginning.
All right, go ahead.
Rachel Nichols.
Rachel Nichols. Rachel Nichols. Isn't that the girl from ESPN?
Red Eye!
Isn't Rachel Nichols?
Says here, Amityville Horror.
I was going to say that.
That's not the girl from ESPN?
Rachel Nichols? No, I think that's a different Rachel
Nichols. That's McNichols.
What? Rachel McNichols?
Yeah, that's on ESPN. Right?
No. Rachel Nichols is the hot chick from ESPN. All right, what else? What do you have to get?
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, she was in...
Anaconda!
No. She should have been in that movie.
Yeah, no.
Starring Lexicon Steel.
What'd you say, Lexicon?
Yeah,
Lexicon?
Lexicon.
Lexicon? Nice.
I was going to say Anaconda was mine in Jessica Alba's movie.
Oh.
Are we going to bring... I'm as bad as the bra game as I am with this.
All right, what else?
She was in Idle Hands, by the way.
So we're 0 for 2.
Yeah. Yes. A couple of tips.
She was my hottie of the week a couple weeks ago. Asia Argento.
No idea. Boogie Nights.
Good guess.
Wasn't a horror movie.
I saw Penis.
Psycho.
Horror movie.
No. Land of the Dead.
All right. Oh, for 3.
All right. Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan. She was in Scream.
Yes.
Oh. All
right. Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
Hoo-hoo. All right. Best. First one to 3, Rock.
Oh, fuck.
Jessica Biel.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they're one of them.
Yes!
Yes! Rocket, you are slow.
That was the name of the movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I'm still trying to think of that movie that was out last year with the Radiation Family. Someone help me
Naomi
out.
Watts.
I'm up 2, Rocket's got 0. What?
Hills Have Eyes are the Radiation
Naomi
family.
Watts?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts.
Fuck.
The Jaws!
The Well. The Well.
The Ring!
The Ring!
Yes! Fuck!
Rocket! Rocket's got 1. Kieran has 2.
All right. First one, best one, first one to 3. How many more girls do we have?
You got enough, but.
Can we do the 5?
Paris Hilton.
House of Wax.
Got it.
I won.
I got it first. I'm up.
Because I don't think you'd know any of the rest of them.
I got 3. Rocket's got 1, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Jordan Ladd.
Jordan, it's a guy.
No, this is a girl.
Chicago Bulls.
Good guess.
I believe that he was a defensive lineman for the Cowboys, 1969.
Jordan.
No, that was the Big Cat Ernie Ladd. Sorry.
All right, I don't know that one. Yeah. Jordan Ladd?
She was in Cabin Fever.
Fuck. I saw that movie.
Like you know.
All right, how about Nikki Acox?
Nikki Acox.
And I don't even know if that's how you say the name.
Nikki Cox. Child's Play.
Jeepers Creepers 2.
Fucking hey, these aren't horror movies.
Yeah. All right, so that's it.
That's it? Yeah. All right, I win.
You win.
Good game.
Oh.
All right. All right, that was fun.
In a sort of not really way. Jenny's checking in. Goddamn porn stars, what the fuck? Why are they always fucking late?
She's probably got a dick in her ass.
She's probably full of cock right now. She's like, I'd call, but I'm full of cock.
She's probably fucking fused to a cock and she can't reach the phone.
She's got an 830 cock in the mail.
Right. She probably went to reach for the phone and instead found a cock.
Right. I'm going to talk into this.
Yeah.
Come on, Hillary Scott. Where are you?
I know. I want to ask her so many questions.
Like what, Rock? What would you like to ask her?
I want to know how many cocks has she ever had at one time.
I believe she's done a double anal. Or what is that called?
How many?
Double anal.
Double anal. Double anal.
Yeah. Anal dude.
Double anal.
Anal dude.
MCO.
Yeah, anal to the second power.
Wow.
Now see that? That's what I like.
That's deep sea diving right there.
Yeah. That's, how do you do that? She should find out how you do that so I can like let other people know how you do that.
Breathe through the nose.
Yeah.
No, no, I mean, how do you make that noise? Like, what is she doing? Is she humming or something?
I wonder if she's a squirter.
You know what? I'm not so convinced that those girls squirt. They're not just taking a leak.
Yeah, no, that's like, how do you know, weird, man?
How would you know? Like, you're gonna test it out, send it to the lab?
That's true. Ronnie's got a point.
Because, like, really, how would you know?
Well, it's not like yellow.
Well,
I guess you drink a lot of water.
Sometimes it is.
I don't
really?
Know.
Really?
I've seen ones where it's kind of yellowish.
You should watch your scat.
I don't know. I've seen
psycho.
Like, dude, I've seen two. I've seen some videos where I'm like, what is that? That's like a, it's like a hose coming out of there.
Yeah. It's like telling me somebody's taking a paint bucket and splatting it against a wall.
Damn, I'd love to hear something like that live. Just once. Maybe she could do that tonight. Get her, like, I'm sure she has a dildo around.
Dude, she's probably zooted. She ain't calling in.
She's like, internet radio? Fuck
yeah. What?
You were supposed to call Lunatic Radio. What?
Luna who?
What?
How do you spell that, man?
Watch, we're beating her up now, but as soon as she calls, we're going to be like,
hi.
We're going to be like, hey.
Hi.
I wonder if it's hard.
How you doing?
After you have anal sex, is it, like, difficult to sit down? That's a fair question.
At the AVN Awards, everybody, this year, she won Best Oral Sex Scene and Best Group Sex Scene. So she was one in the group.
Wow.
That won.
Kudos to her.
Yeah, imagine. Like, your ass hurt after that, or maybe it just gets used to it. I don't know.
And she's in Hustler next month, November 2006 issue of Hustler.
And, like, because, like, her ass is, like, working so much, if she ever fussed it, you're just like...
Dude, you ever see Belladonna's ass, like, not when it's not being penetrated by something?
It is fine.
It's weird looking.
It's weird. It's odd.
It is odd, because it looks, it doesn't, there's like a, I don't know, like it doesn't
you,
really.
You talking about the asshole itself?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
like
the asshole.
It's not really closed all the way. Like it's.
It's a, she's got like the Lincoln Tunnel for
like
an
it's,
asshole.
It's like winking at you.
There's fucking toll booth in there. We could broadcast from Belladonna's asshole.
Oh, we could?
I could try that. Rock, can you transport us there?
All right, hold on. Hold on, I'm getting...
We could try it.
Are we going to try it?
Wow.
Holy shit!
The word that comes to mind is cavernous.
Wow!
Why is, like, the sidewalls of her asshole covered in aluminum?
No, it's not aluminum. It's nonstick Teflon.
It's like a warehouse in here.
Yeah, slightly chilly and a little, you know, a little damp.
Hey, look, there's a FedEx truck. We're broadcasting live from Belladonna's asshole, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
It's quite clean.
Doesn't stink in here. I like Belladonna's asshole.
Yeah. It reminds me of that trip to that state park.
Which one? Yellowstone?
Beaver Creek.
Oh, LOL.
Who brought the yak? Somebody brought the wacky unit.
I think somebody left it.
You might as well.
Somebody left the wacky horn.
Store stuff in here.
What is it?
It's like a rent out space to storage.
Right, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like a Westies.
Yeah, the tourist storage space in her ass. Yeah, try and save storage space.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What? What, her ass has its own hobbit?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're going to have to make a run for it. Run! Here comes shit! Run! Run! Whoa! Just in time.
We almost got caught on the shit. We almost got caught on the shit train.
Well, now we're on the outside of her asshole. She's shitting. That was a quick one.
Radio theater, folks.
God,
radio theater.
I'm glad we got out of there, Ronnie. Yeah.
Filler. Can you say filler?
This is what we do when we fill.
Really?
We broadcast from somebody's asshole.
Do we really have that little... We should, like, what's his face around? We should get Josh to call him.
No, Josh told me today he has nothing to offer.
Josh Wingin. Way to go, Josh. Way to be a professional comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing.
There's Josh Gogan at his best, everybody.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan. You're listening to lunaticradio.com. Shit. I'll just do what I'm told. I'm a monkey. This is Josh Gogan, and I'm a monkey. And I'm doing what I'm told. And you're listening to lunaticradio.com. Hey, this is Josh Gogan. Hey, this is Rocket's walking by and making noise. Screw up the... Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and you're listening to the mediocre...
But I would not fuck bitches in the ass, man.
Bits.
All right.
Should I take a swig of this?
Yeah, Rocket, do swigs of tequila.
Great.
Yeah.
Here, have a vitamin water to wash it down.
Come on,
That ought to taste great.
Do it, dude. Do it, dude.
All right.
Rocket, do... Yeah. Can you pound it?
No.
Take a good fucking take a good shot of it, dude. Get the trash can, Ronnie Beans, because you might gag if you take a good shot of that.
Listen, he can find his own trash can.
It'd be
funnier. Now I'm scared.
It'd be funnier if he had to fumble around for the trash can.
Hold on, let me get the trash can.
Why? What might happen? It's tequila, dude.
So?
What's going to happen, Ron? I'm scared.
I don't know. Listen to you talking to
that's
here.
That's true.
You're talking to Sir Drinks a Little.
Sir Drinks a Little. You are so funny.
And he can't. He's telling you what's going to happen when you have the tequila.
All right. Ready?
Listen, that amount of tequila would kill Karen.
All right. Rock is going to take a swig of what?
Jose Cuervo Black Medallion. Is that good?
Let me turn up your game so we can all hear it.
The tequila I drink is clear. I don't, because it's tequila is supposed to be clear and they make it that color. It's not supposed to be that color.
All right, let's have Rocket go take a swig of your.
That's not that bad.
Let me see. Well, how much did you do? You did nothing.
I took a shot.
Take another one now.
All right.
Do another one now.
Don't listen to him.
I think I'm driving Rocket to Queens tonight.
You're such an enabler.
Do it now.
Yeah, because he'll never do it.
Yeah.
That's too much for me. Fuck that.
Ready?
Dude, I'd go.
Whiskey. Oh, just do the whole bottle. Fuck
no. Is A&S open?
We served in.
Oh, that one was worse.
Dude, is A&S open 24 hours?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll drive him then.
Dude, A&S Bagels, greatest place ever.
Yeah. Okay. How that place, you know what? I would buy that place and move it to Jamesport.
By the way, Madonna, everybody, adopted.
Madonna stole a baby.
Film at 11.
What is the story? I heard she adopted. Everybody's telling me she's adopted.
Yeah, the mother basically was like, take my baby. And the father's like, what? And then Madonna just took the baby, left the country. And the father's like, wait, where's my kid?
Like no fucking adoption papers?
Well, who knows? It's in the middle of, I don't even know where it was.
You can do that? You can go to fucking Africa and steal a kid?
If you're Madonna, you can. I don't think Kieran McCann would be able to do it, but...
I kind of... Yeah, I don't think
my
I can
esophagus
do that.
Feels weird now.
Yeah. Ugh. That would be looked at as something else if I went to Africa and stole a kid. Yeah.
Well, I had a real Mexican night tonight at Taco Bell before.
Congratulations, Rock.
I win. And now
Madonna stole a kid from Africa.
From...
What is this world coming to?
Malawi. That's the name of the country.
Really?
Yes.
Where's that by? Ghana? Uganda? Where's Uganda?
I'm not really up on my African geography.
Ghana?
I can pretty much figure out where South Africa is, but after that, a little tough.
So she stole a kid. Good for her. Good for her. Howard Stern, everybody, is going to be nationwide on October 25th
Fuck
and 26th.
Him.
What is that about, Rock? Do you know?
Yeah, they just he's trying to get some publicity, so they're going to do a couple free days so you can listen to shit.
Everybody can listen, even if you're not a Sirius satellite radio subscriber?
I think you just need to, like, just join their mailing list. It's something stupid like that. They're having a Gary roast, too. Gary Delabody, Baba Booey. There's a roast in there, too, also.
Baba Booey, huh?
Baba Poohai.
Fafa Fuhai. And they're just doing the Howard Stern show for everybody to hear. I haven't heard the Howard Stern show since he went to the Sirius satellite radio.
I bet you that Baba Booey roast is going to be pretty funny.
And funny, you mean boring?
Yeah. Let's see. They're going to make fun of him stuttering, and then somebody's going to
pit
on his teeth, and then somebody's just going to get up there and go, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Right.
Baba Booey.
Sal the stockbroker's going to bust out some big teeth jokes.
And then,
you got some teeth.
And then somebody's going to go, fa fa fooey. Fa fa fooey.
Fa high. Fa high.
Yeah. Like, come on.
A lot of hey nows. Hey now. Yeah. Hey now.
Hoo hoo, Robin.
Hoo ha. Hoo ha. Hoo ha.
Hoo hoo, Robin.
Hoo hoo hoo.
Wow, we really have nothing.
Ha 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 ha.
This is awful.
And Artie's going to get drunk.
And offer somebody a McGriddle.
But we'd love to go to Sirius Satellite Radio. So if.
Or.
Right. So, come on, Hillary Scott, where are you?
This fucking blows!
I want Hillary Scott! I'm very disappointed.
So, hey, well, we got a second, just so everyone knows, Bar Night has changed to November 10th. We moved it back a week, because
the
Beer Wizard abracadabra'd the date change.
The LunaticRadio.com Bar Night is no longer on November 3rd, it's on the 10th, which is probably a better day, because that means Fat Kev might be there.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
Fat Kev is flying into New York on that day, and he might come to the Bar Night to talk to him. So that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Ronnie Beans will be there.
I haven't
will
seen
be there.
Fat Kev in ages.
John from Orlando is going to be there, right?
Yes.
And that's about it.
That's
so
about
it'll
it.
Be good. We'll recap it.
All right. Club Jelly will be there as well.
Word them up. Also on the November 12th there, everybody, at the Gotham Comedy Club on 23rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenues in Manhattan. Rocket and I are going to a comedy show. Yeah. It's a comedy show to cure autism. Bill Burr, Ted Alexandro, and Mark Anthony Ramirez and a host of other comics will be there at the Gotham Comedy Club. Tickets are $50, everybody. Every single dollar goes to autism research. You can log on to www.cureautismnow.org/cancomedynight to order tickets online. There are only 300 tickets available, everybody, so the earlier you order, the better. The show starts at 7 p.m. That's November 12th at the Gotham Comedy Club. Rocket and I will be there drinking heavily.
Yes.
Heavily drinking.
Man, it's going to be like a Lunatic Radio weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's oh man, I'm gonna see you Friday and Sunday?
Yeah.
Yikes. And then Monday?
Yeah.
Yikes. Oh,
it's gonna be fun.
See, I'm only gonna be there Friday. I'm not gonna be there any time after that.
Well, what it means, everybody.
You added nothing. You might as well have just said this.
It would have been funnier.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the truth, dude. Sometimes reality, you know, creeps in.
Mark Anthony Ramirez will be on the show next week, everybody.
There's a lot of...
along with Belladonna.
Assassinations.
Hopefully Belladonna calls next week.
Should I talk about my big life decision that we talked about yesterday, Karen?
Your big life decision that you talked about yesterday.
Remember, me and Karen went to the diner yesterday.
Right.
Okay. Right.
To eat.
Well, basically, I went to eat. Karen went to drink coffee. Because a lot of times, I'm like, because my schedule is so weird, like, I don't eat at, like, regular intervals.
Sure.
So sometimes I'm like, hey, I'm hungry. I need to get something to eat. So I call Karen up. What are you doing? Of course, Karen's not doing anything. Karen, let's go to the diner. We're bullshit, right? So we go to the diner. And now, I had discussed this previously during the day with friends, well-wishers, family, significant others, all that stuff, right?
Right.
And the big news, can you guess what it is, Rocket?
You like women.
No. Come on. No, wait. That's not the big news. That's been news for a while.
Are you getting like an assassination promotion?
No. Oh. Nothing to do with that.
Oh.
More to do with a change in appearance.
Oh! Yeah, I know what it is.
What?
Can I tell him?
Yeah.
Have him guess.
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 I am changing something.
With your appearance?
With my appearance.
He's lopping off an arm.
That's not true.
Yeah.
You probably won't guess.
Contacts?
No, I don't need contacts.
That would change his appearance.
Well, that's true. Oh, are you getting like a hair implant?
No.
No. Oh. That's not it. No toupees. Nothing like that.
You know the guy can grow hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't.
All right. Hey, man.
That's part of it. The first part is I'm growing my hair back.
Oh, okay.
I'm stopping the shaving.
Really?
Yes. For the time being.
Ron's going to grow hair.
Now, I've shaved my head continuously since like 1995.
Right.
So I've been shaving my head since 95.
Okay. Are you bringing back the earrings?
No.
So what the fuck else?
He's got.
Are you going on a diet?
No. Huh? God, no.
Fuck that. Who would do that?
Yeah, who would want to do that? Fuck. That's crazy.
You. So wait a minute.
I told you, man. Heart Attack City, here I come.
Yeah. So what the fuck else is there?
A little south of Trenton.
Oh, someone's calling in.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Ron. We got more important things to do.
That's all right. We'll get back.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Hillary Scott.
Hillary Scott! I can finally jerk off. What?
Hi, Hillary. Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We were just sitting here filling time waiting for you to call.
I'm so sorry. I had every intention on calling, and I've been like trying to remind myself all day long because I always forget to call in on phone interviews. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
You're forgiven.
Hey, all right.
We're actually just sitting here.
Well, can we give you a good spanking?
Yeah. Stop it.
Of course.
Yeah, you need to be punished.
The face full of cock.
What?
Sorry. Hillary, let me introduce you to the guys on the show. My name is Kieran McCann, my co-host Ronnie Beans.
Hello.
And the CEO.
Hello.
And the CEO of Rocket.
Good evening, Hillary.
Good evening.
He's trying to give you the sexy voice is what he's doing.
We love the Hillary Scott. Hillary is an adult film star.
Yes.
She is, you're 20 something, right? You're a young
23.
Girl.
23. Oh. That's kind of old for porn.
No.
No way.
No.
That's prime. Is 23 old for porn?
Yeah. All the girls are like 18 or 19.
Yeah. Wow. That's all right.
Oh, my God. Really?
Oh. No.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of porn.
I look 18 or 19.
Mm. Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. You're beautiful.
Yeah. No, keep doing what you're doing because I'm digging it. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
We're playing audio of you during one of your scenes, and I believe everybody was very interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we were very interested and then really interested.
And then realized we were in a room full of guys and got not so interested.
Then the interest, it got creepy.
When did you decide to get into the biz? What was this? Like a thing you always wanted to do, or is it, you just fell into it? Anally.
I sort of kind of fantasized about it ever since, I became sexual. But I never really, it was never a goal of mine. I never thought of pursuing it. I was selling mortgages in Chicago and I was working in the bank and eventually got fired. And right around that time I got fired, I happened to meet a guy that knew agents, porn agents in New York and LA. And he was just, telling me about the business, how much money I could make and how much fun I could have. And I was like, I don't have anything else going on, so I'll try it out.
Now,
here I am.
Are you known for the anal sex?
Yes, it's my specialty.
Wow.
It's a good specialty to have.
Now, when did you find out that that was your specialty?
Probably my first porn scene, actually. My very first scene was an anal scene, and it was with a guy with an enormous penis.
Wow.
And and it was like, it was so easy. Like, everybody kept telling me, like, after the scene, like, oh my God, that was your first scene? Oh my God, I can't believe, like, how well you took it in the ass. And I'm like, yep, I got skills.
Now, had you done that socially beforehand, or was that the first time?
Socially.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, sans camera.
I had experienced it with a boyfriend.
Gotcha.
I experimented with it.
Gotcha.
It was nice, but I never really got to be a full-on ass whore until I got into porn. Wow.
And I believe Hillary Scott calls her butthole, I guess, the stink star. Is that correct?
Yes, that's my new favorite term for my asshole.
Nice.
I love it.
That's cute, huh?
I'm sure it smells like roses, though.
Yes, sure it does.
Yes.
Just like roses.
And you have a layout in Hustler coming up in November, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Is that your first layout in a magazine?
For Hustler, yeah. I've been in Club Magazine a couple times and a few others. I really don't keep track. You know, I wouldn't even remember about the Hustler one if, you know, I didn't work with Hustler so much. And they kind of reminded me, like, oh, hey, you're in the upcoming issue. I'm like, oh, cool.
I actually went out on a search for the Hustler magazine today to all the local gas stations in the New York area looking for the November issue of Hustler magazine. And I couldn't get it. But what can we expect in the layout? Anything crazy?
Vagina?
It's, a girl-girl scene with a girl named Carly Montana, who's absolutely gorgeous. And it's a pretty cool layout. Nothing too crazy, you know. It's still Hustler magazine. They have limits, you know.
Right. I love Hillary.
No gaping assholes in that issue.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I gotta say, Hillary, I'm a big fan of the Brittany Rears series. Some good stuff.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, I'm just in number three, so I hope that's your favorite.
All right. Absolutely. Brittany gets shafted.
Kazing!
Hey, Brittany, I got to ask you this. We're having Belladonna on next week.
You know,
Look at us name dropping.
I'm working with her next week, actually.
Oh.
And I'm done. Hold on.
There you go. That just ruined my question. I was going to ask you if you've ever done her, but... Wow, you're
working.
Oh, you haven't as of yet.
No, next week or whatever she has me book. I think it's like November 5th or 9th or something. But no, and I'm looking forward to it. Let me tell you.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Holy shit!
Now, do you know what the scene is going to entail? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what type of scene is it?
I'm pretty sure my asshole is going to get violated by Bella or somebody. And
nice. And she does a good violating, let me tell you.
Yeah. I got to imagine Hillary Scott and Belladonna in a scene is going to be
crazy.
Yeah.
Off the hook.
A lot of cursing.
Yeah.
A lot of screaming.
Hillary, you got to do this favor for us. When you're with Belladonna, like, you know, feel up her vagina and be like, this is for the Lunatic Radio guys.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Show the vagina some love.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of anal stuff going on. We need to.
Yeah.
I believe
does
the vagina is. What's that?
I don't think Belladonna has a vagina. I've never seen it.
That's funny.
Well, thanks to Lexington Steel. Yeah, you ruined it.
Yeah, way to go, Lex.
Thanks, Lex. We're talking to Hillary Scott, everybody. Hillary, do you have a website?
I do.
Where is it?
ClubHillaryScott.com.
ClubHillaryScott.com.
Right. Yeah, we were looking for it. We couldn't find it.
Yeah, there's some bitch country singer who's also named Hillary Scott. She currently has HillaryScott.com.
She sucks.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Yeah.
You bring up a good question. Would you bang Hillary Duff? Let the rain Hillary Duff.
Why not?
Nice.
Yeah.
Right. No. That's what we say.
Yeah, really. Why not? What can you lose?
Yeah, really.
Basically.
I was just asking.
Yeah.
I'd bang her. Why not? You too.
Would she fuck me is the real question.
Excuse me?
Who would
she fuck me is
the real question. Oh, yeah.
I thought she was asking me.
Yeah, I thought you were asking us. You were like, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
We can pick radio game bang.
Whoa. That's right. We could be there in about 5 hours.
Yeah. have you ever had three openings at the same time filled?
What's that?
Have you ever had all three openings filled at the same time?
I sure have.
Sweet. All right, so you've been there. Okay, so this works.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I had practice. I can handle you guys.
She was like a three-front outlet.
It'll be crazy for like 30 seconds. She's I'll tell you that.
It's the greatest 30 seconds of my life.
Yeah.
All she needed was a ground wire.
Yes. Like, insert, done.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be, you know, it'll be 30 seconds, done. You can go have coffee or something afterwards.
You're a collective. Done.
You'll be like, okay, I'm ready. And we'll be like, yeah, it's over.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for showing
Towel,
up.
Please.
Ever bang a celebrity, Hillary? You can say.
Yeah, you don't have to say names.
I'm kind of embarrassed.
Well, you don't have to say who it is.
Yeah. Just, if you don't want to say who it is, don't. But if just,
no, I guess it's good for a joke. But I kind of banged Pauly Shore. It almost kind of on accident because I was drunk and I was kind of like, I really didn't mean to.
That's all right.
All my friends made fun of me for like weeks after.
Really?
Wow.
Do you remember? Was it fun?
No. He fucked my ass.
Ooh. Well, he's kinky.
Did he call his dick the weasel?
And I remember, like, no. Well, I think I did. It was funny, though, because he talks, like, just like he does. Like, he's the weasel, like, 24-7.
Right.
So I remember, like, how funny it was, like, having sex with him, and he was just, like, he had, like, all this crazy dialogue, like, in his weasel voice. And, like, oh, my God, this is not happening. And then, like, he called me a few days after, and he was like, hey, it's the weasel. What's going on? And I thought it was one of my friends playing a joke on me. So I'm like, stop it. That's creepy. Don't talk to me like that. And I don't think he caught on to like what I was saying. And I kind of, so he continued the conversation. And I just tried to play it off and, you know.
Well, we'll give you a break on that one. As long as you didn't bang Carrot Top, you know.
I love how
I have not.
Stay away from that guy.
Yeah. By the way, fucking Carrot Top is on steroids. Yeah, holy shit.
Jacked. He's still Carrot Top, though.
I'd fuck Carrot Top. Why not? I'll throw him the wood.
Right?
I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
Carrot Top needs love, too. Come on.
Right. Talking to Hillary Scott. Hillary Scott won 2 AVN awards this year, everybody. We love the AVNs. We aspire to host it one day.
That's right. Yeah. Or at least go there.
Yeah. just be in the back.
Yeah, we just want to like hang out. That's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
We just want another reason to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Is it true you won best oral sex scene?
Yes, I sure did.
Wow. All right.
How big was the dick?
Award-winning cocksucker. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Good stuff. Now, let me ask you, like, the technique, did you pick that up along the way? Did somebody teach you? How'd that work?
No, I guess it's just...
natural talent?
Natural talent.
She's like Willie Mays.
Like, you get down it all the way down to the balls?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, I deep throw,
Man. Jesus Christ, you're talented.
Did a little gagging trick. Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing. We were listening to a sound clip of you giving a guy oral, and the noises were what was doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's got to like teach people how to do that.
Here.
Extra classes.
Just to remind the people, here's Hillary hobbing up.
Right, that's enough.
That's lovely.
I need to experience this live somehow. Yeah.
I want to ask Hillary a real question.
Ooh.
What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun?
Yeah. Fuck.
Let's see.
Cause
go ahead.
It can't all be. I mean, having sex is your job, and it's probably fun to you, but what do you do for fun? What gets Hillary Scott going other than sex?
Traveling.
Nice.
I love to travel. Whenever I have a good chunk of time off, I am out of LA and somewhere exploring something.
Where's your favorite place?
Amsterdam.
Ooh.
You like the weed?
I love it. Yes, I'm a little stoner girl.
Nice. I love her.
I love it.
Yeah, I like the weed.
Nice.
I'm actually going next month to the Cannabis Cup. I'm going to be a judge.
Oh?
The Cannabis Cup?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A judge?
You know of the Cannabis Cup?
No. I believe this is when people just get high and you judge them on their stoner ability.
No. It's actually all the pot stores in all the world, you know, California and Holland and all over Europe, compete, actually. So a bunch of people can go there and sample the weed from all the cannabis clubs from around the world, and you get to judge the best weed and the best hash.
Wow.
I like that.
Who knew?
I think I've heard of that before, but I wasn't sure how it went down.
So porn like stars enlighten me, man. They enlighten me. Yeah. I always learn something from a porn star.
Hillary's got all sorts of attractive things about her. She likes the weed. She's a good-looking girl. She's got her whips about her, and she loves the anal sex.
That's right.
What more can you want?
Not much.
Yeah.
Hillary, what's your cup size?
34C.
Nice. Good handful.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now I get the visuals going.
Boy.
Can you moan with my producer?
Oh, Jesus.
Can we do this?
Are we going to do this?
You want me to moan?
Yeah, because my producer has this thing with porno girls.
Yes, I love them.
When they come on the... Actually, we only did it with one other porno
Jessica
girl.
Drake.
Jessica Drake. When she came on the program, she had like a little like... what would they call it? Phone sex?
Yeah, we had phone sex.
And what you do is you moan and my producer will whisper sweet nothings in your ear.
Well, it's not really whisper. It's more like...
More like yelling.
Yeah. I really get into it.
So you can like half-ass with Hillary if you want. You can just go, and he'll take over.
I don't know. I'm kind of the dominant one.
Ooh.
Holy Jesus. Right. In that case, maybe we should be Kieran.
Do you want? How about we just let you guys rumble?
Okay. What?
Let you rumble. Go ahead and start the thing.
Oh, we can?
You want to begin? I'll give the stage to you, Rocket, and Hillary.
No, I want Hillary to start because I want to see. I don't want to, like, you know.
Oh, pussy.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Come
All right. Rock, go.
All right.
I can't look at Rocket.
All right, so wait, we're just going to, like, phone sex it, right?
Right, I'm turning my mics off.
All right. All right, ready?
Have fun, Hillary.
Okay.
All right, ready? Here we go. Oh, yeah. All right, that's great.
She just laughed at your penis.
That's awful.
Dude, that's it?
I want to go, but I was like hoping she would like start with me.
Rocket wasn't confident.
I need like, I got to be with
that.
I got to be like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was so disturbing.
Rocket's a necrophilia.
I don't know how to start.
All right. Well, that went nowhere.
I sucked. I'm sorry. I just cut right to the middle. Oh, yeah.
You should have just did this, Rock. All right, Hillary Scott. Hillary, we like you. We're running out of time, so we're going to have to let you go.
Oh, that was a pleasure.
ClubHillaryScott.com is the website?
Oh yes, God. That's right.
And you have a MySpace, myspace.com/HillaryScott.
Hillary Scott X Star.
Oh, Hillary Scott X Star.
Okay.
All right.
Yes,
Hillary.
A country singing bitch.
Hillary, sorry, can you give us a liner before you go?
What do you want?
A liner, a radio liner. It's like a radio ID thing. You just say, hey, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to the lunaticradio.com show. These guys are a bunch of assholes.
Alrighty. Hello, this is Hillary Scott. Make sure you listen to lunaticradio.com because they treated me so well, and they gave me the best askasms ever.
Yes.
Wow.
Scene.
Wow. And scene.
Did I mention I had an askasm during this conversation?
Ooh. No.
Was that because of my moan? Did that bring it on?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you actually...
Instant gratification.
Wait, isn't an askasm really just a dump?
Not necessarily. If it is for you, you know, whatever works, but
no. Do you have askasms?
Wow.
I sure do.
Wow. I believe you are the perfect woman.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Hillary Scott on the lunaticradio.com show. Hillary, take care of yourself.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
Likewise. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love Hillary Scott.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody. Wow. We got to take a break.
I almost had a heart attack right there. I was laughing so hard.
We'll take a break. Come back on the lunaticradio.com show. Hey, look, everybody. Jason Giambi's listening in the chat room.
Thank goodness.
What a sweaty mess.
Right. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to lunaticradio.com. Sorry, guys. That promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered. Laguna Beach.
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend. I'm the microphone fiend.
Hey, everybody. We have this thing called the, the message board? All right, the message board. So log on to lunaticradio.com, click on the message board, and join the message board because it's a fun place to go when we don't have a show on live. So log on to the lunaticradio.com home site and check out the message board, the lunaticradio.com message board. It's a fun place for people to share stuff and porno and talk about the show and take shits and stuff. It's fun. So log on to the message board, everybody, located on the lunaticradio.com home site. Have fun, okay?
Oh, God, it's so hard.
well, you're beautiful, and you're pressing up against me.
LunaticRadio.com.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Pumpkins action.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show.
I wish I could lie.
Kieran McCann, Ronnie Beans, rocking in studio. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666. Love the Hillary Scott.
Oh, yes.
Great.
ClubHillaryScott.com, MySpace.com/HillaryScott, X-Star.
So we talked it over during the break, and that interview went so well, we're going to pretty much mail it in for the rest of the show. So talk amongst yourselves.
Right.
Wait, I got a topic. The Louisiana Purchase, good or bad for France? Discuss.
And we'll see you later.
God damn it, are you fucking with me?
This show sucks.
Just be quiet, okay? Ooh, I think I tore my sack.
Are you okay, Mr. Munson?
Shh, what did I just say?
I think I tore my sack.
No, be quiet. Okay.
Hello.
And we're back.
Wait. Oh, all right, go.
Hello, who's this?
Yo.
Hi. God damn it, Rory.
Hey, guys.
We were going to mail in the rest of the show.
What do you mean?
We had such a good time with Hillary Scott, the porn star, that we decided we were just going to leave.
Yeah, we're just going to can the rest of the show.
But now that you just called back, now we have to come back on air.
Oh. Yeah, are we on air now?
Yes.
Yeah, guy.
So,
wait.
Is this the newly single Rory? Rory?
No.
Are you still married?
Yeah, I patch things up with Lauren after I dump a bucket of water on her.
All right.
Way to go, Buster.
Kieran was worried. He actually called me up like the Wednesday after the show.
Right.
And he was like, he was like all serious. He's like, dude. Just wanted to see how you're doing. You're okay.
I like how
I just had like cancer surgery or something.
I like how Rory explains to me that I was all serious, but I used the word dude.
Well, that's how they know you're serious.
Yeah, right.
Dude.
It was a serious dude. It was like dude.
Yeah, dude. You know, it's that dude to get your attention. Dude. Dude,
you know,
let me tell
it, you.
Know
it.
So you and the wife are back to being like, you know, peas and carrots?
You know it. Should I put her on the line?
Go ahead.
All
you know,
right.
I'm always twice as funny when she's around.
That's right.
LOL.
We know what the real talent is.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Lauren.
He gets mad when I say that.
By the way, the viewers have said bad for France.
Pick up the phone.
Nice.
She's getting on the phone.
Called her a wench.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm better when you just ask me to pick up instead of cold water on my head.
Yeah. You know what? Listen, Lauren, that was not our idea. We were like, Rory, stop. Please stop. And he wouldn't listen.
It was totally your idea.
What? What are you talking about?
Dude, it totally was.
You don't even know. Like, before, I said, I knew it was like Monday night, and I go, I'm so tired. I haven't slept in 3 nights. I was like, can you just, like, leave me alone tonight? Like, I just want to go to bed. Like, I had not slept. And he goes, okay. And it was like 8 o'clock. He's like, why don't you go to bed? I'll watch the baby. Like, I knew he was up to something.
Well, you knew because Jenny Blowjob called you up and told you, right?
Well, no, then Jenny called and she said something about poop. And I said to him, if I wake up and there's a piece of poop next to my face, we're getting divorced. And I'm not joking.
Oh, no.
He said, I won't. I promise I won't put poop next to your face.
And I didn't do that.
Good job, Roar.
You can do that. I'm a man of my word. So, yeah, Lauren and I are, we're back as a, we're one again.
Lauren, did he buy you anything?
No, but he decided to clean the house.
Oh.
But instead of cleaning it with, like, house cleaner, right, cleaned it with spray and wash, the stuff that you get the stains out of your clothes with.
Oh.
Way to go, Rory!
So everything is like
the same,
a thick film. No.
Now it's got that, like, that white film on it.
Yeah, everything's all sticky.
Yeah, but nothing ever gets stained now.
Right.
He scotch-guarded the whole house.
Yeah.
The whole house. Like, he thinks he's one cleaner for every surface.
He cleaned the house with spray starch.
Yeah, it's all the same. It all gets your stuff clean.
That's right. At least you didn't use, like, the turtle wax.
Yeah. Oh, that would
because
work
I was
too.
Wondering why it was on the washing machine. Oh.
Whatever. Yeah. I took care of Coop a few days. I did that. You know, Lauren's always putting me down. She was busting my balls this past weekend because I tried to do a good deed for a mentally disabled person.
Okay, wait. Do you know what? We're eating pizza. The doorbell rings. It's pitch black out. And I go, don't answer the door. So, of course, he, like, opens the door, and he's like, can I help you? And this guy's like, can I use your phone? And I go, Rory, don't let him in the house. So Rory brings the phone out to him. First, he does some push-ups, like that's going to make him look real scary.
I think his muscles, what are you, like, talking about?
Out. You were doing something to get your muscles to bulge out.
I was not.
You see where I heard you in the kitchen.
Hold on. Rory, hold on.
Well, you did push-ups before you answered the door?
No, when he went outside to give the guy the phone so he would look real scary.
Wait, you gave the guy the phone and then did push-ups on the front lawn or something?
No, he said, I told him not to let the guy in the house, so Rory went to get the phone, and then he went outside. But before he went outside with the guy, he tried to make his muscles, like, look.
He hulked up a little bit, huh?
Did, I am not.
You honestly did
I
that, dude?
I had a trip on the floor on the way up, and I managed to push myself up.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. So then I go, do not let him in the house. I go, I'm locking the door behind you. I go, like, I was scared. Like, who knocks on the door and asks for their phone?
Right.
So, anyway,
it's lost.
10 minutes later, Rory comes in, and in behind him comes this stranger into my house.
What? A mongoloid!
So, I'm like, he's like, and then the guy's, like, standing in my kitchen, where he goes, come on upstairs, dude. Like,
what?
My baby is sleeping. This guy's upstairs. I go, the guy, supposedly, he was selling books or something, and he got left in the neighborhood. He doesn't know what hotel he's staying at. He doesn't know who he works for or his boss. And Rory thought, since he didn't know any of this information, he would be a real safe guy to let in the house.
Sounds legitimate.
Yeah, way to go, Rory.
Hey, dude, you want to check out my wife's panties?
Dump water on her. Watch this.
I was, like, furious because I have this newborn baby, like, sleeping up.
He's not a newborn.
Okay, 6 months old, but still a baby. And so
the
guy,
at this age, he should start to learn how to defend himself.
Right, so he's upstairs, like, where my checkbook is. Like, he's in this room where he could, like, at this point, the guy can just kill us all.
Fine. So, he's retarded.
Right. Those are the kind of people that kill people.
Yeah, I could have taken him.
So. He was handicapped?
No, he just was, like, had a very low IQ.
Oh, he's a little slow.
He was like that guy in Of Mice and Men, the guy that, like, hugged chickens so hard it, like, broke their neck. That guy.
Let me tend the rabbits.
What are you?
I'm like, so the guy comes upstairs, and Rory's trying to figure out what hotel the guy's at. The only information he could give us is that he was, like, room 823 or something. 383 or something, but he didn't know what hotel he was at. Like, he was somewhere in the city. He didn't know who he worked for, what name the room was under. So I go, look, just take a cab to wherever you want to take it. Where he goes, it's okay, I'll drive you.
Oh.
So Rory takes the stranger and drives him.
Oh my God.
Down to the airport, and they get to the hotel, and it was the wrong hotel.
Well, he didn't exactly have the best recollection of where he was staying. He's like, pretty sure it's near a gas station. I'm like, well, yeah, that really
helps.
Cuts it down a lot. He's like, and I'm pretty sure it's in a building.
Right. So I'm pretty sure it's not the campgrounds.
Yeah, so anyway, he was, I got him to his place, and everything worked out fine. And then I come back home, you know, I'm tired, it's late. Lauren starts yelling at me like I did something wrong.
Well, you forgot to say, so they get to the first hotel, and the guy gets upset. And Rory goes, don't worry, I won't leave you.
What the hell is Rory doing?
Rory likes this guy better than his wife.
I know.
I treat him better.
So he gets home, and I'm like, Rory, don't ever let a stranger in our house again. You're nuts. I can't believe you let someone in the house, and then I can't believe that you let him upstairs.
Right.
So he goes, well, Lauren, one thing that happened once, this couple was driving, and they picked up a hitchhiker, and the guy was going to kill him, but he didn't. And he left the machete in the car. Like, what email did he get that was like, send this on to six people?
That was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was your defense?
Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds horrible. That guy was going to kill somebody.
I got that story sent along with a very reputable email that also happened to be from the king of Nigeria offering me $1 million.
Yeah.
That guy.
That comes with the one.
Reputable.
That comes with the email where the guy has to piss on the girl's ass to get it off the bumper of the car because it's cold.
Right. Whatever. It all worked out fine. What was funny is Lauren was like scared when I was gone, and she called my mom, and my mom told Lauren, Rory's probably going to wind up bringing that guy back to the house, and he's going to sleep over. You realize that, right? So Lauren calls me while I'm in the car with the guy. You know, it's really awkward silence the whole time we're driving. And she calls me, and she goes, Rory, I just spoke to your mom. This guy is crazy. I repeat, he is crazy. And she's saying it so loud, the guy can clearly hear it through the cell phone. And I'm like, okay, I'll pick up that milk on that way. Like, you're not helping me here.
You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering how many other houses he went to before he came to yours.
First of all, he says he was selling books in the neighborhood. He did not come to my house to sell books.
No. It all worked out fine. You didn't get raped, did you? Our baby's just fine.
Did you buy any books?
Well, it's Lauren's high maintenance, fellas. High maintenance.
Oh, I went to like a sex toy party thing.
Whoa!
All right.
You're on the line, Rory. Yeah. Here's the good stuff.
Rory wouldn't let me get a vibrator.
Oh!
Rory, you suck. Why?
That is not true.
That's something
again,
else
again,
to fight
again,
over.
You should have a weekly segment just called Lauren's Lies.
That's not true. I said I want to get the bullet, and you're like, you're not getting that. You are forbidden to get that.
You love Lauren. Why can't you get the bullet?
Yeah.
Well, I thought, look, you're talking about getting vibrators, and we barely have sex. I'm like, how about we increase the sex a little bit if you're so horny all the time that you feel the need to go get a vibrator.
Yeah, but maybe that'll like
stimulator.
You know, yeah, maybe that'll like
get the juices flowing,
juice the runway a little bit.
And I said for her to buy it, you know, and then she bought this cream that you can put on down there that's supposed to stimulate you, and we've been using that. It's been going pretty good, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's been going good. She put some of that cream on, and we did it a few times over the weekend. Everything all's well, you know, good.
It's all good.
So I'm hoping for that vibrator for my birthday.
There you go.
Yeah, she also asked for the
I really want that Saved by the Smell video.
What?
And he won't get it from me.
Saved by
the
Smell
video with
Screech.
Oh, Screech.
You guys were talking about it.
You want to see Screech having sex?
Well, Lauren
yeah,
does.
I really want to see it. It sounds so funny.
Karen, book yeah, Lauren for
he
next
won't
week.
Won't get it from me.
Some guys get a wife that wants to be with other women. I get a wife that just wants to watch Screech having sex. Yeah.
Now, Lauren, why do you want to see Screech have sex?
I don't know.
Did you grow up watching Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, I grew up watching Saved by the Bell, and it sounds like it would be really funny.
Well, she heard about the Dirty Sanchez. You guys were talking about a Dirty Sanchez or something.
I don't know what he does in that film. But I can't imagine watching Dustin Diamond have sexes.
Yeah, well, I don't want to watch it to get turned on. I want to just watch it to laugh.
Ah, for the comedic value.
All right.
Well, there's nothing more funnier than watching Screech do a Dirty Sanchez, I'll tell you that.
You know Rory. You know Rory's going to rub one out to it.
Right.
You're going to grow to love it, Rory.
He's no fun. He thinks he's like...
That is not true, Lauren.
True.
I like to have fun. I like to do the missionary position. That's pretty crazy.
Wait, with the lights on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not a high maintenance guy. I just like to have straight sex. You know, what's wrong with that? It's hard to please.
So, Rory, are you down with the dildo joining the relationship?
Am I down with the dildo? I mean, whatever. I'm not going to be like, controlling, you know.
He made such a stink out of that vibrator, you have no idea.
Yeah, because she wants to make such a stink down there with the vibrator, if you know what I'm talking about.
Huddle.
He was like, you can't get that, our sex light. He goes, Howard Stern says your sex light's over if you use one of those.
Oh, what the hell does he know?
Yeah. He personally called me and told me that. It's true.
You gotta get the one that has, like, the thumb attachment that does, like, the clitoral stimulation at the same time.
Dual action.
Yeah.
I know a lot about that. I didn't know so much about this stuff.
You know.
You gotta get porn stars.
I get books.
Lauren, you get the books from that guy.
Lauren needs to get the rabbit. That's what he's talking about, rabbit.
Yes, the rabbit.
Yeah.
What's the rabbit?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a dildo, but it's got like a little fucking thing at the end, and it works both ends.
Yeah,
Roy, after you get off the phone, we'll talk to Lauren about it.
That's right. Because see, if you flip it like...
I'd like to buy a rabbit, like for Cooper, like a little pet.
If the thumb's pointing north, it's stimulating the man in the boat. If it's pointing south, it's stimulating the, you know, the other... The
hello! You
know, yeah. The O-ring.
Hello!
By the way, can I bring this up? I want to bring this up.
Ooh.
I was talking to Rory on the phone, and he mentioned that Lauren and Rory had a radio show.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about that?
Yeah, Rory thought he wanted to be like a personal trainer.
You just don't know when to shut up.
So what you have to realize is Rory always tries to do stuff on his own, but... it always turns out that I'm better at what he wants to do. So then he, like, somehow I get weaseled into, like, fulfilling his dreams for him. So next thing I know, I have to get my personal trainer certificate. And then he's like, I want to do a radio show. And it was horrible. Like, he went on the first week, it's just him talking in the radio. So then, of course, he makes me start doing it with him. And it was in this, like, smelly, dingy place, like a half hour away from where we lived on Saturday mornings at, like, what time was it? Like 8?
No, it was not 8. It was 11.
It was horrible.
We had quite a fan base. We were in the newspaper every week.
What kind of show? Was it comedy or?
No, it was a health show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was a fitness show, but what happened was, as the show kept progressing, about a year into it, we wound up just kind of talking about the same stuff we talk about with you guys. Well, so it had nothing to do with fitness anymore. We talk about, like, an argument we got into on the car ride home, and someone would call in and ask a question about the argument that we had. Next thing you know, the half hour's up. So,
wow.
And we just realized it was...
The best was there was a guy there. I guess you'd have to pay for the... not for the show, but to do the, like, commercials and stuff. I don't know. And this, we would pay the guy with tasty cakes. Money, we would give him food.
You would give him food.
And when you wanted to record the commercials, you know, you have the advertisers, you have to pay them by the hour. And instead of paying them with money, I paid them with, like, Snickers.
Nice.
You fed them.
Viral.
All right.
Oh, wow. What worked for food?
Actually, from what Rory was telling me, he had celebrity types on the program as well.
Really?
Wow. Like who's your big star that you had on the program, Rory?
We had on that was famous. We had on like famous. We had like Cindy Margolis on.
Not
really famous, but we had on. Jack LaLanne and who's that chick, Lauren, the blonde, the crazy chick, fitness lady?
Oh, Powder. Susan Powder?
Denise Austin.
Oh, Denise Austin.
Yeah, so just a bunch of fitness type people.
Man.
Nobody too special.
Mm.
No porn stars?
No, we didn't have a porn star and a comedian on every week. Wow. Like you guys. That's the right. Eclectic mix.
That's right.
We like to mix it up.
Yeah, that's right.
But not too much.
We had that boxer guy on.
Yeah, we had a boxer. You know, I'm always trying to think of different ways to try to make some money, try to make some cash flow on the side. And because Lauren just spends money like on Hef or something. And our wallet is a sieve. So I've always got to be trying to do something. I'm bagging groceries on the weekend. I'm doing anything. You spend money like it's ridiculous.
I do not.
Seriously.
What was the last thing you bought, Lauren?
Yeah, what was the craziest thing you got?
The last thing I bought was Rory a watch, because he said he needed a new watch. And the thing I bought before that was Rory a Halloween costume.
Rory.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Wait, Rory, what are you going as for Halloween?
I'm going as a chicken.
Okay.
I have nothing for that.
Yeah.
Why?
Next question.
We needed to be something like a couple, so I'm a farmer and he's a chicken.
Oh.
Come on, you can't go wrong with a chicken costume. Lauren's like, this chicken costume's expensive. It's over $100. I'm like, yeah, but you're missing the point. You act like I'm just going to wear this on Halloween. I'll just run around like in a chicken costume all the time.
Yeah.
And he really did say that. I go, look, to save money, why don't I make you a costume? I can like glue feathers on a sweatshirt and you can wear like tights or whatever. It would be funny. You know, we had to order a real chicken costume.
Does the real chicken costume have tights too?
Yeah, everybody loves chicken costumes, don't they?
Well, Lauren, are you like overalls farmer or are you like Daisy Dukes farmer?
All right, what?
You have like the overalls going or like the Daisy Dukes going for the farmer look?
Overalls.
Oh, damn.
Don't!
Yeah, it's
cold.
Ron's going to be Grimace and I'm going to be the Hamburglar.
For real?
Yeah.
No.
For real?
Come on, Ron.
We're dressing Coop up as one of those kids that's in a beauty pageant. That was what we were thinking about doing. Like dressing him up like all glammy.
Like Marilyn like Manson?
One of those kids. And then I was going to go as like an eerie pedophile.
See, that's a good idea.
That'll win contests.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Lauren thought that was inappropriate, so now I'm going like a fucking chicken.
He wanted to take like underwear and make like poop stains on it and tape them to his jacket.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think Rory should be Jean-Marc Carr and the kid should be JonBenet.
Oh, man.
That's fun for the whole family.
Yeah. It's going to be a lion.
Actually, I told Lauren, I said, we should have Cooper dress up like an aborted fetus. he's kind of small, and we could put like a hanger around him and everything.
Right. Tie an umbilical cord to him, right?
And then people would come up and they would be like, oh my gosh, like what's your baby dressed up as? I'm like, oh, he's dressed up as my dream come true, but that never did. A dream unfulfilled.
That's awesome.
Corn, you would have loved that.
Dude, that would've been awesome.
That would have been awesome.
We were going to put like a rubber glove over his head, and Lauren's like, but that's going to suffocate him. I'm like, oh yeah, bummer. Can't do that one.
I'm going to tell him you said that one.
That's okay. I think he's slow. I think he's a little slow.
What are you talking about? He is advanced.
How is he advanced? All he does is drool all over himself and talk gibberish. At his age, I was much more advanced. You know, he doesn't know what's going on. He's got a little bit of a tarred look. Don't you think, Lauren?
No, he just left it, like, inherited from you.
Yeah. A waterhead?
He's got your eyes, Lauren, the tarred eyes.
What do you think my eyes make me look retarded? I don't have retarded eyes.
You have a little bit of a lazy eye.
I do not have a lazy eye.
A little lazy. A little bit.
You know what a lazy eye is?
Yeah, you kind of look a little bit like you're not looking at me when we talk to each other.
That's not true.
You're always looking to the left.
I do not have a lazy eye.
You kind of look like a glass-eyed pirate.
I think she's looking for the rabbit.
She's looking for the exit.
She's looking for a vibrator.
Bork, my eyes, like, they're like teardrop shape, and he thinks that means they're lazy.
Teardrop shape. That's a nice way of when you call retarded kids special.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. Lauren's very beautiful, as you know, and she's been looking pretty good. She's been dropping those baby weight pounds.
Nice. Good stuff.
Looking good. We're trying to get her under the 100 mark, and she will be solid.
Yeah. Rory's going to send us bikini shots.
Nice.
Nice.
Right, Rory?
You know it.
I want the shower pics.
How big her, I think on one show you were trying to guess how big her bombs are.
Right.
Yeah.
They're pretty large.
Well, you know what you got to do? Just get her coming out of the shower and take some, like, kamikaze photos, and then send them.
Shoot and run.
Disgustingly large. They were really big in those pre-pregnancy pictures, and they're much bigger now. They're not going down at all.
Really?
All right.
Women say that they get, like, their boobs go away. Mine just got big during pregnancy, and then they never went. I was like a D cup before.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I got pregnant, and now I'm a double D on a good day.
What?
Wow.
Otherwise, I'm like a bigger than that.
Oh, my God.
Not bigger than that.
Yes, I am. Rory, sometimes the D's, they come out the sides.
Wow.
I was going to be jacking a Hillary tonight.
Yeah.
I think plans changed.
Yeah.
What was that, Rory?
Hey, Lauren, would it make you feel uncomfortable knowing all three of us are going to jack to you tonight?
Well, here, I can help you guys out. What's good about her breasts are they distract you from the huge cesarean section scar.
It's not huge.
Running down her stomach.
It's not running down my stomach.
It is. It's a giant gaping wound, flesh wound, going up from her vagina to her belly button.
He's lying. It's horizontal.
Vagina too.
Way down low.
Is Rocket there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it was like we were messing around, and when we were first messing around, and Lauren's like, I'm a little bit self-conscious of my body, you know, I have a scar, and I'm like, oh, no, it's nothing, don't worry about it. And then I start, like, kind of kissing down there, and I'm like, whoa, what the hell is that? Yikes.
First of all,
you look like Rambo. The scars all over your body.
First, the day
I lose.
Like, those to kiss down there is like, you can say whatever you want, Rory.
What's that?
You're lying.
What are you talking about? I go down there. I try
no, you
to.
Don't.
Well, come on. Right now, it's like the rainforest.
It
down
is
there.
Not. I got a bikini whack.
Come on, Lauren.
I got a bikini whack.
It's like you got buckwheat in the legs.
Rory, you got a bikini whack.
That old gig.
That's a hack joke, Rory. I'm calling
come
you
on, Roar.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys have never seen my act, I take it.
Oh, man. You guys are funny.
I love them.
Yeah. You know what Lauren does that's really annoying, speaking on the subject? Let me ask you guys a question.
Sure.
If a girl's going to give you a little oral, do you want her like kind of like kissing around your stomach or everything, or you just want her to get to it?
Get to
especially
it.
Especially when you're married.
Yeah, get to it.
Like, get to it. I don't need to be teased. We all know what's coming.
Lauren, what are you doing, Lauren? What are you doing? what are you kissing around her stomach for?
I haven't given him a blowjob in a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, because he's so demanding when he's doing it.
Oh, I am demanding. I tell her to shut up, look down, and, you know,
get to
do
it.
Your thing.
No, he, like, gags me. Like, he, like, thrusts all the way back, and then I, like, start choking.
You know.
Well, that's hot, though.
Roar likes to give a good face fuck.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly.
Roar, nice. Roar's like, exactly.
Well, he doesn't do it to me, so I don't know.
When you blow Rory, does it sound like this?
Dead silence, pretty much.
No,
pretty much like that.
Rory, what Rory does is like right before he eats all this asparagus and everything to make it like semen taste really good.
I eat the worst stuff possible. I order the cabbage dinner with a heaping side of asparagus and some onions for dessert.
Rory does not help his game.
And then you know what else is really gross? Like Rory, when he pees, like. He's in the middle of peeing and he decides he's done. He like walks away, so of course he's still peeing like all over the place. So he'll like come to bed and pee on him. Like I'm not putting my mouth there when there's urine dripping out of your. No.
I got things to do. I don't have time to be sick by the toilet.
That's not sexy.
What? What are you talking about?
It's not sexy when you pee in her mouth.
Some chicks like that.
He's killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Rory got mad at me because I told him not to kiss me during sex, and he got real mad. He's like, what are you, a prostitute? And he like went off sulking.
Wait a minute, Lauren, you don't like kissing during sex?
No, it's not during an orgasm.
Oh.
Alone. I have to think about something
else. Oh, Jesus!
Brad Pitt, maybe?
The thing.
She's got to think happy thoughts.
I'm about Screech and Mr. Belding.
Awesome. Oh, shit.
It's kind of bizarre.
What kind of wife doesn't want to kiss during sex? I'm like, Lauren.
It's not
like,
during sex. It's just during that
she's
part.
Like, she's while I'm in sex, she's like, stop kissing me. No lip contact. Like, this is like an adult film or something.
Wow.
Like, I'm just supposed to do the business. No touching. So don't touch my face.
Why is that different? Why is that different than... Wait, you tell me I have to do what you want during a blowjob. Why do you have to do that when we're having sex?
Because sex, you're supposed to be making love.
That's what? Not making love what we do.
What?
No, that's like 5 seconds of quickness.
Oh. It's a short little spurt of love.
It's
like a nice little hook.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that's funny. Most guys, if you told them you don't have to kiss me during sex, they'd be like, cool.
Sweet, yeah. Everybody wins.
Yeah, I win. Can I throw in a dip?
Can I turn on the game?
That's true.
Yeah, here, hold my beer.
Make a sandwich afterwards.
Make yourself useful.
Holy shit.
Oh, boy. She has a really hard time, like, getting into it, you know?
See, that's where the vibrator would help.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I told her to get it. Order it. What are you waiting for?
Because you made such a big deal out of it.
See? I made a big deal out of it 2 weeks ago. I mean, just get it. I've been telling you for the last week and a half to get it.
You're like, you better not get that. You better not get it.
I said that a week. I got over that.
You got so upset.
See, Rory, what you got to do is let her get it and then watch her use it. And that'll put both of you in the mood.
Yeah.
Well, it'll put me in, maybe.
No way. If I have it, I'm done with him.
Oh!
No, I'm just kidding. Because that's what he said I was going to be like.
Hey, listen, save on shipping and just pick up the butt plugs while you're there.
Ew.
All right, we'll start with the small ones first.
Yeah, right, the little beads.
Yeah, the little tiny
little
ones.
Little thingies.
She said, ew.
Then you work your way up.
Yeah, you know. You know you're going there next.
Is he talking about an anal step-up kit?
Yeah. It's the last frontier.
My friend said their husband got an anal step-up kit.
And? Yeah,
but she won't use it.
Oh.
So there's like
this that she wants for her birthday. This is what she said she wants. She said she wants the screech sex video and a scale to weigh herself on. Those are the two things she wants for her birthday.
Okay.
And I'm saying, Lauren, when your dad tells me asks me what I got you for a birthday, I'm going to say, well, sir, I picked your daughter up a scale so she can weigh herself regularly, and a porn video starring that screech fellow. He's quite delightful.
He's delightful.
That's what I want. I asked my dad to get me the video since he's
been. What? Holy shit.
Wow.
Now you're revealing too much. You're going to start to see who the real freak is.
I know. Yeah. Definitely book her for next week, Karen.
Yeah.
All right, you kids.
Wow.
Wow. We've learned a lot.
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah. Learned no more Rory. Just have Lauren on.
Learned a lot about the Karp household.
You guys say that every single time.
Yeah.
It's starting to hurt.
Sorry.
Hey, guys. Fresh Faces of Comedy, number 5, tomorrow night.
Oh! Oh, give the big plug.
Be there, be gay. Fresh Faces of Comedy, number 5, at the Comedy Zone in downtown Charlotte. Number is 704 something something something. Ha ha. So just dial in 3 numbers or go to the website, comedyzone.net. This is only applicable to people listening live. If you're not listening live, then you missed an incredible show.
All right, so there's the big guy.
Lauren's going to be at the front door. You know when you go to a strip club and when you first walk in, you get to have a titty hug?
Right.
That's what Lauren's going
to
be doing.
You know Rory's boss does that to me? Every time I see him, he like wants a two-arm hug. Feel my breath.
He wants to feel the bombs.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about a titty hug where you get to put your face in there and the dollar bill and everything's all good.
Oh, really?
God damn. Bravo, Lauren.
I'm taking the trip.
Yeah. We'll be there.
Actually, I think it's Tuesday night's a house night. Like, that show House is on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think I'll be watching that. But Rory will be there giving everyone titty hugs.
On an old new house.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
Lauren's vagina. Lights, I don't know. All right. Awkward moments.
Yeah, way to go, Carrie.
Way to destroy a good conversation.
Way to take it too far.
I just heard Lauren's vagina. Yeah. What led up to that?
Yeah.
On an all-new house.
Kieran being a douche.
Yeah. Karen took it too far.
Okay.
Well, yeah, on an all-new house, a woman has a rabbit stuffed up her vagina.
Couldn't get it out.
Can't satisfy her.
Right.
Help them solve this medical mystery.
And you cut to that guy going, "You're killing my patient." That's like in every promo.
And every time, he's always right, and they always doubt him. But he's always right, so I don't know why they just don't believe him the first thing he thinks of.
Well, because then the show would only be like 15 minutes long.
I love that guy.
Yep.
All right, kids. MySpace.com/RoryKarf. Oh, actually,
Rory Vision.
Rory Vision.
Karen sucks.
You get that wrong every time.
Fuck it.
Stupid.
It's all right. Nobody goes there.
Listen, you just be happy he doesn't call you Corey all the time.
I'm Corey Karf on the LunaticRadio.com show. All right, Rory and Lauren.
All right, Karen and fellas. Thanks.
I love you too.
Yes.
I love Lauren.
You got to call Lauren up on like this Wednesday and give her like one of those consoling phone calls. Like,
oh, I want to do that.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, listen. You don't want.
You're okay.
You don't want Kieran calling your wife, do you?
Yeah.
I've been known to have the phone sex.
Maybe you guys could talk some sense into her.
Yeah. No, Kieran will want to have phone sex. And that's you just don't want him doing that.
Yeah.
I'm a dirty talker, Rory.
Yeah.
Maybe put Lauren in the mood.
Next thing you know, you're going to get home from the comedy show and she's going to be like, I talked to Karen tonight. It was fun.
Do you want to have sex? Like, nah, I'm tired. I was
like, what'd you guys do? And she's like, he had me pretend I was a complete stranger that he just met and I had to have sex with him in the same room as Rocket.
Right. Except I had to be in a nurse's uniform.
I suddenly have the craving for chicken fingers.
Yeah, he put a cup of honey mustard in the crack of my ass.
Now you guys are freaking out.
No, that's weird. That's weird.
Welcome to the world of Kieran.
Yeah, it's Kieran for you.
That's a
You don't have to call.
We're all right.
Right, and that'll make her say football like 17 times.
Yeah.
Football.
Ooh, dude, Lauren, say the word football. Come on. Just once.
Why? What does that mean?
Just say it.
Football.
She's a winner.
Right.
Karen likes when Southern girls say football.
I'm not Southern. I'm from Philadelphia.
Mm. It's south of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Other chicks have that Southern hospitality where they're like polite and friendly. Lauren doesn't have that. She's just got that real bitchy attitude from.
Yeah, but you got double D, so it's all good.
Yeah, makes up for the attitude.
Yeah, I'd be like, what attitude? What are you talking about?
I don't have a Southern accent.
Well, how about any girl outside of the New York area?
Yeah.
Say football.
All right, Rory and Lauren Karff, everybody. MySpace.com/RoryVision. And the big Fresh Faces of Comedy tomorrow night, everybody, at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina. For tickets, call something.
Exactly.
Let's go to Rory Vision.
704, and then there's three numbers on your phone. Dash ha ha. So,
just keep trying them.
Start pressing wildly.
Wait, about like three. Wait, what tries?
What's tomorrow's date? The 24th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's on the 24th.
24th, the Fresh Faces. Two, you get in two for one. Mention Lunatic Radio.
All right.
Yeah, well, I keep saying that because no one ever comes to the show. Yeah. Yeah. It works out kind of good.
Pretty easy, man.
All right. You'll be all fucked if somebody shows up.
Lunatic Radio.
All right, Rory and Lauren Karff, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Talk
to you
later.
Talk
to
you soon.
Bye.
All right. Word them up, everybody. Let's take a break. We'll come back and more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Holy Christ. Where's my radio talent?
Now with 20% more self-loathing. Lunatic Radio.
Who the hell are you guys?
Hi, it's Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show alongside my man Ronnie Beans, co-host in crime, CEO of Rocket.
What up?
We suck. We do a talk show on your network and we blow.
Now, come on, guys. What? We've got some other genres listening to the broadcast tonight.
We play the 70s all night long.
Alienating people since 1979.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer.com. That's PoopyPlayer.com and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Save you, because I hate me.
Yeah, what up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show.
A little OTEP.
Love this song.
OTEP?
I gotta branch out on the OTEP, though.
Dude, OTEP is some serious shit, man. That girl has got some pipes.
Would you say this is one of their better songs?
No.
Oh, all right, so I gotta branch out on the OTEP.
Dude, you wanna hear OTEP? Blood Pig.
Yeah, I want to thank the. I don't know if it's our listeners or the people writing reviews on the iTunes or it's iTunes, the people at iTunes themselves. But
how about everyone.
For the last.
Everyone.
Thank everybody. But we've been on the the featured list there at iTunes on the front page of the comedy section for a week.
Yeah. Wow.
For a week straight.
With like it's really some heavy hitters.
Yeah. You know, according to Rock, Rock was always telling Ron and I that, you know, that's like a really, that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah. It's some big hitters on there, man. Onion, the Onion News and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to say anything's a big deal when it comes to internet radio, but.
Right. No, dude, there's some, I mean, that's, numbers
that's
wise.
There's something there, though, right?
Talking about numbers.
There's legitimate shows on there.
Yeah.
Like Homestar Run. Homestar Run is like one of the biggest things on the internet.
I know. I always see this Preston and Steve thing, which is like a couple of columns above us. They're actually a real radio show in Philadelphia.
Right.
And that's
real show right there, yeah.
Yeah, so we're on there. That's our podcast. And, you know, for a show that only broadcasts once a week,
yeah,
I think that's pretty good being on the featured list. Yeah. So thanks, whoever made that happen.
Well, thanks to everyone. I mean, all the listeners and the reviews. I mean, we really appreciate a lot of people, you know, hooking us up and everyone who subscribes to it. I still believe that some guy, you know, in IT over at Apple is hooking us up with a deal. But, you know, keep on subscribing, keep on reviewing. It definitely helps the show, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty good stuff.
We rule.
And I'm sure we're pissing off a lot of other podcasts, you know.
Yeah. Dude, you fucking guys, why are they getting up on that list? They suck.
Too bad. Dude, if you're an internet broadcaster and you're worried about what other people are doing, you just are going nowhere.
Thank you.
You know what I say?
You're welcome.
I say produce a better show and maybe you'll get on there.
Oh, listen to Ron!
Look at Ronnie B.
Ron making the
promo. Oh, look at this fucking guy.
Look at this fucking guy over there.
Balls on this kid.
Look at him. He's got some schadoles.
You don't let him talk to you like that?
I think I just did.
Ron makes the new intro. Now, son, you bring your game.
8 in front of 6. Back after this.
Yeah, by the way, that intro... It was all me. No, it wasn't.
It was Ron's idea, Ron's new intro. If you go back to the beginning of the show.
Play it again.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Rewind the show.
Fucker.
It's like a choose your own adventure. Go back to page one. Yeah.
Well, it was that. See, what happened was I went over to Rocket's house the other night and we did the intro. And then we gave it to Kieran and Kieran spruced it up.
Right.
And that was it. But it was basic, you know, my idea.
It's basically Ron's idea.
Yeah. My music.
Very good.
Yeah, you know.
It's good stuff. You made it epic.
Yeah. I wanted to. I wanted to make it, you know what it is? I wanted to make it where, like, it made you nervous to listen to in a way. So, like, you listen to it and you're like, wow, this is some crazy shit's going to happen. You know, almost like where it was a little like you're being, you know, like when you were a kid and we were watching, like, Porky's and you didn't want your parents to catch you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in that sort of way. You're like, you knew you were kind of like, you know, you like if people heard, like, your boss or something like that, he wouldn't be happy.
Gotcha.
By the way. Quickly, Brooke Hogan, hot or not?
Not.
Brooke Hogan, hot or not?
Not. I
with
say
with makeup
not.
On, hot without not.
Not. I'm saying not.
I'm in this FHM, man. I swear to God, that is not her.
Yeah, they airbrush her.
Could you just imagine how
they shaved off her hips?
Her dad, and then, you know, bra.
She does have a little meat on it, but that's okay.
No, a little meat's
how old
fine.
Is she?
17, 18?
I don't know. I don't. Nah.
She negative. Can't be 17. There's no way she's an FHM.
Negative.
I've been watching that Hogan.
I don't know why.
The Hogan Knows Best show, it's such a train wreck and it's so set up.
Really?
But I fucking watch it.
I've been watching 2-A-Days. You watch that at all?
Yeah, I watched the 2-A-Days
show.
Yeah.
With the kid with the hat head.
They all have the same haircut.
Yeah.
The whole fucking school, same haircut.
Oh, yeah. It's like that emo thing.
Yeah, yeah. The whole school, same haircut.
Yeah.
But it just reminds me, I don't know, it reminds me when I went to high school in a way.
And Flavor of Love's over.
You mean, is that the one where the girl shit?
Who,
yeah, that one, yeah.
Who won?
Delicious. She beat out New York. But the best part was like after he picked Delicious, Flavor and New York just went like, you know, like nose to nose yelling at each other. It was pretty good.
I heard that New York chick's getting her own show.
I believe it, yeah. She's all television, man.
Well, what happened to the chick who won the last Flavor of Love?
Oh, she wasn't really down with him. Like after a couple weeks,
oh really? You know,
Flavor started saying
they had another baby. He's got like 7 David kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like all different mothers. Boy,
Flavor, Flav.
Yeah, that 2-A-Days show is pretty good though.
Yeah,
I don't like that coach though. He's kind of a dick.
He's a psycho.
Yeah, he's nuts. A little dicky to the kids. He's telling the kids, this fucking, they're going to play the state championship. Yeah. This fucking team, best team you've ever fucking played.
Yeah, they're
going to pound you. They're going to kick your ass. They go out and they beat him 49-0.
Yeah, way to go, coach. Yeah, you know he wasn't going to be like, listen to that. These guys kind of suck, so let's just beat him and get it over with.
Right, maybe that was more for TV.
Yeah, he's not going to say that. No coach is ever going to say that.
And I thought, like, because I am a fan of the show. I watched the whole thing.
Right.
They did, like, a wrap-up thing, like, after the season's over. They did and I thought, like, a lot of these kids are going to go D1.
They didn't.
They're all going to, like, fucking tech schools.
Yeah, the repeat guy was, the repeat guy who was supposed to be the best guy, he's going to be a walk-on at Alabama.
Yeah.
Which means he didn't even get a scholarship. He's just, like, a walk-on. The stud is the quarterback, the Ross Wilson.
He's going to play at Alabama.
He's going to play wherever he wants. Because he's the stud. He's the guy that...
His brother was the guy that played at Alabama.
Or, well, I don't know, a brother. Yeah.
I watched the whole
season.
But
if you read... The whole reason I started watching Two-A-Days is because I read the whole article in Sports Illustrated about them.
Uh-huh.
And the stud guy is the quarterback. That's the guy that is the best player on the team. And that the guy that the colleges are like, freaking out over.
I like it.
And he's not even done. He's got another year.
Yeah, he was a junior.
Yeah, he was a junior when they filmed that. So, I think this year he's a senior.
Like, why Alabama? Why Alabama?
That's it. They're in Alabama.
I know, but why is that where the best football? Are they the best high school football team in the country?
They're in the top, like, they're in the top 10. Sports Illustrated had them as the best in the country.
Really?
Well, because they run a pro offense.
Oh, okay.
You know they run like a no huddle pro offense, and no other high schools do that.
You know what I loved is I saw their practice field. They had an indoor practice field.
Oh, I know. They have like unbelievable facilities.
That's high school?
Yeah. How about the where the coach was like, I don't want you guys any distractions, so we're going to stay in a hotel tonight. So the whole team stayed in a hotel.
Yeah.
What high school does that?
I know. And they had like a chartered bus.
Yeah. I drove past my high school's football field, and I'm like, you guys suck. They have like a 30,000 seat stadium. You fit like 200.
Back when I was a kid, my dad used to coach football, and I used to go in the games with them to like the road games.
Yeah.
Yeah, school bus, five people there. The school bus and the last six seats in the back of the bus all filled with pads.
Yeah.
And everybody was crammed in the front. That's how we traveled.
Yeah.
Ghetto style. Yeah. Not some luxury bus.
Yeah. They have like they have better practice facilities than like most colleges. Yeah. They're actually, some of those kids are taking a step down going to college.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, wow, I had better facilities in high school.
Exactly.
They'd indoor everything, weight room, and just, that's, you know, back, listen, when you don't have a pro sports team near you, that's what it is.
Academics, dude.
Yeah.
Academics. What happened to the academics in that school?
But that's how those places are. When you don't have a pro sports team, that's what happens.
It's true.
The high school is the team. And that's what true. Everybody in the town, that's how you get 30,000 people, because the entire town comes out there on Friday night to watch the game.
That's why Pennsylvania is big in football and Texas, right?
Absolutely. When I go see the Beans relatives in Indiana,
it's all about football.
It's all about, well, football and baseball. Well, Scott Rowland, their baseman for the Cardinals, went to my dad's high school.
Uh-huh.
So you go there and they have like their football stadium holds like 15,000 people, and you know their baseball stadium holds like 1,000 people, and because there's nothing else going on Friday night, there ain't nothing to do in Jasper, Indiana, but play you know, watch high school team play football or basketball, of course, because it's Indiana, it's big. So
do you think Hulk Hogan's pimping out his daughter?
Yes. Yeah.
A little bit. Listen, Hulk Hogan
to make some money.
Yes.
If you know Hulk Hogan, he'll pimp out anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. He's ruthless. He's known for being quite ruthless.
Yeah.
In the biz.
He just likes the cheddar.
Yep. His son's like a, I don't know.
Retard?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
A poof?
Yeah, the son is like, I don't know.
Couple cars short of a deck?
Yeah.
His head's a little, you know. You know, he's got that mongoloid head tilt.
Right.
Hulk Hogan on next week.
Hulk Hogan will be on the show.
What's up, brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, brother.
I heard you talking smack about my...
No.
Listen. Mongoloid son.
My mongoloid.
Let me tell you something.
That's going to be his wrestling name.
Let me tell you something, Kiernan, brother.
Brother.
Mongoloid Hogan.
When you get... You got Hulkamania on Lunatic Radio, brother. Don't make me come down there.
Yeah, so...
Brother. Hulk Hogan is one of the worst wrestlers ever.
Yes.
But one of the best entertainers ever in the sport.
You know what the internet, like if you are an internet wrestling guy, right?
where you follow wrestling on the internet, they have a nickname for Hulk Hogan.
What is he?
The Orange Goblin.
Does that mean something?
Yeah, because he's orange. Because he tans all the time.
Uh-huh.
And he's orange. So they call him the Orange Goblin.
Right.
And he's thoroughly hated by the internet wrestling community.
Who sucks? He's not a good wrestler. He's a poor wrestler. He sucks, actually.
Yeah.
Who's the good wrestler now?
Who's a good wrestler?
You mean like...
the top guy.
Wait, you mean like in...
There's a bunch.
Like who can actually do it the best or who's like the most famous
one?
Yeah,
who's the famous guy? Triple H?
Well, John Cena, probably.
Yeah.
John Cena?
Yeah, Triple H.
He's got like for full package, like you got John Cena who's like he could wrestle, but he's also an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's two parts to wrestling.
Right, yeah. Being able to do a good match and...
Work a crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Work your opponent and work a crowd.
Yeah. All right.
So there's a lot of other... There's like a lot of crazy stuff to wrestling. You know?
Sure. Yes, there's a lot of ins and outs.
Yeah. Being a face, a heel.
Hoo-hoo. Getting heat.
Yep. Cutting. You gotta cut.
Yeah, bleeding.
Right.
Or gigging, so to speak.
Ronnie Beans is growing his hair out. Everybody's gonna dye it blonde.
Oh yeah, what's...
Oh, you spilled the beans.
I did.
Wait, what was the other part?
I'm dyeing it blonde.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And he was asking, should I dye my eyebrows? And I'm saying no.
Yeah, I was just gonna say your eyebrows are gonna stick out like a sore thumb now.
No, but I don't think you should dye them.
Well,
I think you'd look like a fucking freak if you dyed them.
I actually hadn't thought about the eyebrows. What happened was this came up the other day, and I spoke to most of the women that I know about what, you know, how to go about this, and they said it was easy, you know, and then one of them actually brought up the fact, they were like, well, what are you gonna do about your eyebrows? And I was like, well, what are you talking about? They're like, well, you're not gonna match if you go blonde. Your eyebrows are going to stick out. And I was like, wait, I got to dye my eyebrows? Because I thought if the blonde thing didn't work, I could just shave my head and then be done with it. But if I dye it blonde and then, like, dye my eyebrows blonde and it doesn't look right, and then I shave my head, I still have blonde eyebrows because obviously I can't shave my eyebrows off.
I don't think it's going to look right because you got brown eyes.
What, with blonde?
If you dye your eyebrows, right, and you got brown eyes, it's just gonna, everything's going to stand out.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna dye it blonde, and then I'm going to table the eyebrows.
If you have blue eyes, maybe you can get away with the
I'm going to table the eyebrows for a later date and see what happens.
Right.
See, actually, what I'm doing is I'm going down to Disney in December, and I have, like, 3 weeks off from work. Another location drop.
Place drop.
And I'm going to do it before I go to Disney. So I'll have like 2 weeks where nobody's really going to see me.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be able to judge whether I like it or not.
You going to go to a salon?
No, I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to go to a salon. Are you crazy?
I'm just trying to get you to do another place drop.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm going to go to Frederick Fekai in Manhattan.
Two.
I sent my... do you know who Frederick Fekai is?
No.
Frederick Fekai is like, he does like Katie Couric's hair and like a lot of famous people, right?
Uh-huh.
And to tell you the story, I was dating a girl.
Where's it located?
It's in Manhattan. I was dating a girl and who had like a ton of money.
Uh-huh.
And she used to go to Frederick Fekai to get her hair cut.
Uh-huh.
And my sisters bug me about this all the time.
Where does she live?
She lives in, oh, man.
Come on, Ron.
Florida. But I can't remember the freaking name of the town. No, it's escaping me. And anyway, she came up to New York, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever she'd come up to New York, like, we'd hang out, you know? So she came up to New York and she's like, well, I'm here. Like, I got there and she was actually at Frederick Fekai, right? To get her hair done. And she walked out of there and I was like, oh, my God. Like, that is... wow. You know? And because, like, she was a good-looking girl.
He looked at the girl's hair and said, wow.
Wow. Well, yeah, not out loud, but, I was taken aback because, you know, she was a good-looking girl. She got her hair done by this guy, and it was like, oh, my, I'm dating a model.
Yeah, right.
And all I wanted to do was, like, show her off to people, you know, and, like, look at her. You know, she was just spectacular. And just, and the hair, like, how the hair is done, because it was like a professional, like, movie star look, you know, like Scarlett Johansson and shit, right? So I said, that's it. I don't care how much it costs. Like, any girl I'm dating, at some point in time, you're going here, because it's well worth it. And so that's what I've done.
All right.
You know, and I also, for my sister, when she had her baby, as a present for having the baby, I sent her to Frederick Fekai to get her hair done.
Well, there you go, Ron.
So. I'm telling you, man, if it works, like if you got your, because you know what, it's almost like you're cheating on her by banging somebody else, because she'll look completely different.
All right, let's do a break because we just filled that 20 minutes. Very good job, boys.
Did it again.
Yeah, just wanted to fill 20 minutes so we could take a break. All right, take a break. Come back. More lunaticradio.com show right there. Still got the drunk calls to do, and we got to talk about bad Long Island towns. Like Shirley. Back right after this.
You know who I am? You must not know who I am. I'm Afro Man Bitches, and I am the face of lunaticradio.com.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
I love the cock!
Jerry McCann on the lunaticradio.com show.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and coming up on Lunatic Radio, we've got porn, 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 and porn. Yeah, hang in there.
Oh, yeah, that's it, fucker.
God bless you people.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
And now, back to Kieran, Ronnie Beans, and Rocket on the LunaticRadio.com show.
What up, LunaticRadio.com show? Told you people were going to mail it in.
Blonde, baby.
After that Hillary Scott interview.
You know it's good radio when we're talking about what color I'm going to dye my hair.
I know. Like, you know, really giving some thought to the radio program.
Wow.
Riveting.
Radio gold, baby.
Gotta pay us the big no bucks.
What? Oh, best part. Love this part right of the song. Point out those nuts. You ever hear this song?
Very good, Rob.
Good shit.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666, everybody.
5666.
All you internet people and radio broadcasters out there, you want to know how to mail in a show, just take note of this program.
Yes.
Yes. We said this after Hillary Scott got off the phone with us. We're like, okay, we gave him an hour. Yeah, now we can just mail it.
Feed her up on the desk.
The entertainment portion of the show is now over. We'll talk about what color Ron's going to dye his hair and where Ron sends his ladies to get their hair cut.
There was two great local news stories this week about one concerns a drunk, naked woman driving her car.
That's
hammered.
That's a great story. I mean, not a great story that the guy died, but this is circumstances.
And she was drunk, driving her car.
She's drunk and other things. She was high on X.
High on X and marijuana.
And God knows what else.
Wow.
So she was drunk. She had some weed, mm-hmm. and she had some X,
right.
Which is like, first of all, the drunk and the weed are going to like cancel each other out to begin with.
Right.
And the X, God knows what else is going to happen when you're on X.
Wow.
I've seen people like just...
That's when you like your brain just like splits apart into five pieces.
When working in the clubs in the Hamptons, I've had a lot of dealings with the ex crowd.
Yeah, so she was drunk, driving her car on Staten Island, naked, completely naked,
and not a pretty naked either.
Unfortunately, she hit somebody and killed them.
Yes.
So when cops showed up to arrest her, they were shocked to find that she was naked, completely naked.
Oh. Now. Could you imagine if somebody told you that, listen, you're going to die because some lady on booze, weed, and X, naked, driving a car, is going to run you over? That's a shitty way to go.
Yeah.
That is a shitty way to go.
Yeah, that guy Larry Simon, when he got up to heaven, was like, how did I go? God. And he's like, yeah, some drunk bitch that was naked hit you.
Yeah.
What kidding. The fuck?
You're kidding, right? Like, he's like, who's the guy at the gates? St. Peter? Yeah. He's like, you're kidding, right? And St. Peter's like, nah.
Come on, man. Nah, dude. I couldn't have gone that way.
Yeah. I wasn't like saving a puppy from a burning fire. Nope. Drunk naked lady in a car ran you over.
What are the chances the drunk bitch on Staten Island is going to hit me with a car?
You know, he was probably like, some bitch. Drunk naked lady ran me over. Yeah. God damn it. Like, don't I get a mulligan for that? Does this mean I get to come back as some rich, powerful guy?
Yeah.
I get to come back as Brad Pitt?
Does this mean I get to come back as P. Diddy?
Yeah, somebody. Dude, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, I want somebody famous or president or somebody.
And the worst part of the story is that she looks like Tracy Morgan.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Yeah,
it wasn't
just
even like
a horrible.
It wasn't even like
thing.
A hot naked chick. Yeah. It was like a naked chick who looks like your dad.
Picture Tracy Morgan with native titties.
Ooh.
Anybody?
No.
Titties ain't them. Titties ain't them.
Titties ain't damn.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan in a dress or a lack of dress.
Yeah,
he lost.
Look like David Tell with long hair.
Yes, it's horrible. Wow. Yeah, so that was one of the stories that happened.
And what was it? God told her to drive naked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a picture of her here in the...
See, that's the ex talking for you right there.
This is the New York Post. There's a picture in the New York Post.
I didn't realize that part. Like, she heard the voices?
Yeah, yep.
She's in shackles, and she's being led out of the courthouse or whatever, and it has a quote from her saying, God wanted me to drive naked.
Yes.
So this guy Larry's at the pearly gates, and God's like, "Yeah, I told him.
Yeah.
It's kind of borked."
Yeah, he was like, "Yeah, I was kidding. I didn't think
it was a goof.
I didn't think you were seriously."
Yeah.
Yeah, come on,
dude. It was a goof.
I say shit to people all the time.
Yeah, look, I made the giraffe. Come on, shit like this happens. Yeah.
How do you think the zebra happened?
It was a goof.
She was driving with.
Come on, it's black. It's white. It's black. It's white.
This lady,
laugh, buddy, laugh.
Yeah, I said, wouldn't this horse look great with this swanky pinstripe?
Talia Taylor is
the horn.
Yeah. How do you describe the platypus, for Christ's sake? It's got a duck bill, it lays eggs, and it's furry. What the fuck?
Come on, man! I'm not allowed to joke once in a while? Fuck you!
You know, like, he ran out of parts and was like, okay, all I got a duck bill, I got eggs, and I got this thing that looks like a beaver.
It's like when you're playing with Legos and you're trying to build something, you're down to, like, fucking, like, weird pieces.
Yeah.
Like, shit, check it out. Somewhere.
He's kind of cute when you look at him from an angle.
Ron, check this out. Talia Taylor is her name, the naked lady.
What's her name?
Talia Taylor.
Okay.
She had a 2000 DWI rap. So she was arrested for
driving.
She was on ecstasy, marijuana, driving with a revoked license. She was speeding at 100 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
On the wrong side of Forest Avenue.
Wow.
So she's not... Listen,
naked, and she hit a motherfucker and killed him.
And she didn't... Listen, you hit somebody doing 100, you're not like... You know, he's splattered, basically.
Unbelievable. How... That's horrible.
It's basically you get there and there's like red jello everywhere.
She'd had all the negatives.
Yeah,
all the negatives. Much. Holy Christ. This guy really got... She was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
He thought he was safe. He's like, nah, that car's on the other side. Can't be coming.
Yeah. He's probably like, man, that car's coming fast.
Oh,
black.
Oh, snap.
The taillights are supposed to be red, not white.
Yeah.
That's, my bad.
That's bad.
My bad.
That's bad, man.
Oh, man.
The fuck?
And the other interesting story was took place in Shirley, Long Island. Now, we've talked about Shirley.
That's right. The land of broken glass and dog shit.
Shirley is 15 miles south of where we are.
Yes.
And it is complete shithole.
Yes. It is Mogadishu.
Now, this story is scary. It's just, what is wrong with kids? The kids are going to hell. Rocket, back me up on this, Rocket.
Okay.
Because you're close to being a kid. You're closer than Ron and I.
All right.
Kids are going insane,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. They're just
crazy,
bored.
Insane.
Xbox is not enough for the kids of today.
Now, this 17-year-old kid and a 19-year-old kid go to the local Shirley Bowling Alley, right?
Sure.
Where a mentally handicapped person works.
A boy.
A boy.
Right.
Yes.
Not even a man. A guy, like a little
boy.
Kid.
A mentally handicapped boy.
Now, they took this mentally handicapped kid into the bathroom and raped him with a plunger.
No, a plumbing snake.
A plumbing snake.
Plumbing snake.
Ugh, even worse.
Yeah.
Ugh. What is going on?
I would say it's certainly not.
The kid they molested was 21 years old. The two kids that were arrested were 19 and 17. How do you come up with that? How do you be like, I got an idea. I got something to fill the night. How do you do that?
Back when I was a kid, when we were bored and we had nothing to do, and we're like, yeah, come on, dude, we got to think of something fun to do. We'd go break a streetlight.
Sure. Knock over a mailbox.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we knock over a mailbox.
Break a streetlight.
Yeah. Break a streetlight or fucking knock over a mailbox or steal some pumpkins. That's pretty much what we did. Right. We weren't thinking about going to the local bowling alley and raping somebody with the fucking plumbing snake.
No, that never entered my mind.
Never.
Never.
Ever.
Nope.
But in Shirley, it's like fucking pastime.
The thing to do.
The thing to do.
When they were done, were they like, okay, so now what do you want to do? Like, what do? Like, go hang out? Like, go play a little Xbox?
Cheeseburgers.
Let's go celebrate.
Yeah, let's go play some Xbox. I'm going to play the new Tony Hawk game. It's like, how do you?
Yeah, the Sobeys on you.
Yeah. Awful.
Tony Hawk.
Some reason a bunch of bawling jokes would be
inappropriate.
Oh, look at this. I'm just skimming through this, through the report here. One of the kids, Rodriguez, he, quote, had a personal animosity toward the victim. What the hell? I mean, it's like, a mentally dilapidated kid who works at a fucking bowling alley.
Yeah. That kid offends me.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Dude, seriously wrong with
the kids face up to 25 years.
Oh yeah, and they're gonna have a fun 25 years.
Now these two kids grew up in Shirley, and they look like winners. They're going places. These two,
yeah, upstate,
yeah,
prison.
But Shirley's not even like the worst town down there. Belport.
Yeah,
Belport's worse?
Yeah.
Belport is so worse.
Belport, really? Like, the people in Shirley are like, yeah, well, at least we don't live in Belport.
What's worse, Belport or Brentwood?
Belport.
Yeah.
Belport's small, but it's all, like, in one big glopping area.
Yeah.
It's just negative.
Brentwood's not. There's nice parts of Brentwood.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Now, Brentwood's got a bad rap.
Belport's horrible.
Yeah.
And these kids weren't even from Belport. We're doing some local humor for the people. Yeah.
This poor kid, though, man. I mean, it's bad enough his life is just, like, screwed up with, you know, his mental, you know, problems and all that. Now, I mean, the kid got fucking ass raped with a plumbing snake.
How can I make the people relate to what Belport is like?
South Central?
Nah, it's not that bad.
I would say, have you ever taken, like, a nasty firecracking diarrhea dump in your toilet and you looked at it and it's just a big glop of brown shit?
That's Belport.
That's what Belport's like. It's just a mess. And it stinks. And you can't flush it.
And grass doesn't grow there.
Right.
You go to Belport, you won't find a single decent lawn.
Shirley is like a runny nose. Yeah. It's just mucus. That's what Shirley is. And these kids, down there, they have fun. They go to bowling alleys and
ass rape plumbing
tools. With plumbing tools.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, that the kid was like, hey, let's shove this up the kid's ass, or the other kid was like, yeah, it's a good idea.
Right, yeah.
You know,
what's worse?
The kid who came up with it, the kid who was like, yeah, okay. All right.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
But you know the 17-year-old is not the leader. It was a 19-year-old,
yes,
too, right?
Yes.
Oh, so he's doing whatever the 19-year-old's doing.
You never are. You never know. Listen, if you read anything about relationships like that, there's always an alpha personality and a follower. And the follower will do whatever the alpha personality tells him.
Unbelievable. Mm. Fucking kids, man. Yeah. Those kids should be fucking...
You need to cut to Whitney Houston. You know, the children are our future.
Lexington Steel should ass rape both of those kids. Lexington Steel should ass rape him.
That should be his job.
Oh, man.
Right. Like punishment. Like in front of the entire student body at William Floyd. Lexington Steel in a gymnasium just ass rapes these two kids. for doing what they did to that young man at the bowling alley.
Crazy, crazy story, man.
Hey, listen, they're going to go to prison, and they're going to have a very difficult time in prison.
Good.
So,
what were they thinking?
I don't know. That's what scares me about kids these days. Because you never heard of shit like that happening back when we were kids.
No. Every once in a while, it's like somebody got a beat down, and that was about it. But usually there wasn't any, like, orifice violating.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for once, they can't use video games or music for this, because this is just completely out the window, whatever the hell this is.
And it wasn't like they were doing this to a kid who was, like, their rival.
Right.
I mean, he was just a mentally handicapped kid trying to earn a buck.
He eats his own boogers, man.
Yeah, just trying to eat a buck and eat paper.
I like ice cream. Oh, come on. Don't do that.
Frankie Bass.
Don't do that. Come on now. We were doing good.
We'll get it back on track. Get back on. I will caca. Sorry. I'm getting it back on track, Ronnie. I'm doing it.
I swallowed my gum.
Come on, man.
Don't do that. Do not do that. That's not funny.
My poopy is bouncy.
Don't. That's not cool.
Sorry.
Two are going to hell. Just want you to know that. Both of you.
Yay. I'm eating my blankie.
All right.
What was I saying? Kids are fucking nuts.
Yes.
End of story.
Next issue.
Next issue. That's a callback.
Yeah, so that's Shirley, Long Island for you.
Yes.
Beautiful place to visit. Ron, have you ever played that golf course down there?
No.
Will you ever?
No.
Thank you.
No. I haven't. I have not been in that area in years. Years. I remember the Roy Rogers that was there?
It's still there.
It's like the only Roy Rogers left.
It's open?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm like, where do they get food from? There isn't any Roy Rogers left like in the country. Like, who do they get their shit from?
They just steal it out of the other dumpsters or the other food places.
Maybe they get like, I don't know.
They go to the supermarket and buy like Purdue chicken.
Well, Roy Rogers is like Kentucky Fried Chicken with hamburgers.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. They go to like Taco Bell, the KFC, the Wendy's, and they take whatever's in the dumpster and they try to make something. Make the best of what they got.
It's weird. It's like
Roy Rogers. Where is there another one in America?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
I'd like to get a bucket of chicken. We're all out. We got a hamburger. It's half eaten.
But where do you
half eaten?
Where do you get the stuff from? That's what I mean. You got
good eats.
No, I don't get it.
Can I get that half eaten cheeseburger? And those sloppy Pete on fries to go, please.
like the Arby's?
Arby's
is still around.
That's still around?
Right around here, yeah. Arby's is still around.
You know what I've never tried, and I've been like curious to try it?
Okay.
The Orange Julius.
Oh, you never had Orange Julius?
I've never had Orange Julius.
This one at the Broadway Mall. In Hicksville.
Oh, no problem.
What the fuck is Orange Julius?
Yeah, it's like a...
It's like a...
Hold on. It's four. Place drop.
I said it.
That qualifies.
I said the place.
He said it first.
No, I didn't.
No.
You did.
He had no idea.
I want to try the Orange Julius. You said it first.
Okay.
But that's
not a place.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's a drink.
I take that one back.
Well, it is a store.
Right, but it's a drink. The Orange Julius is a drink.
Okay.
It's like an orange Slurpee, in a way.
Uh-huh.
It's an orange slushy drink.
Right.
Now, do you remember Smith Haven Mall?
It's like a creamsicle.
Yes.
Okay. When I was a kid, there was an Orange Julius store like in the Smith Haven Mall, which is located in Lake Grove.
Got one.
And I used to walk by it all the time, and I would like bug my mom like, hey, and she was like, no, you're not gonna like it, and we never went to get an Orange Julius. And now Orange Julius,
odd name,
right? Orange Julius shut down. Like now they're it merged with Baskin Robbins, right?
Was that
No, they merged with Dairy Queen.
That's it.
And they're just not around anymore in this area. And I haven't seen one to get one, and I've always wanted to try one since I was a kid.
Orange, it sounds like some sort of like football player, like
guy. Orange Julius,
like a running back.
That's OJ's real name.
Right, that's what that fucking
right.
OJ.
Right.
There's a burger chain. I think it's Jack in the Box, but I'm not sure. But there's like burgers that aren't on the menu that you can order. That like there's like secret burgers you can
really.
Order. Yeah, I think it's Jack. I'm not sure.
Secret burger. Yeah.
And they put like a whole bunch of shit on it.
Secrets.
Hold. What are we doing?
Secrets.
We were talking about Orange Julius.
Yeah. What other dead food chains are there?
Arthur Treacher's.
So we got Roy Rogers, we got Artie's.
Ponderosa.
Ponderosa.
Orange Julius. Ponderosa's dead.
Yeah. Sizzler around here is basically
Boston
dead.
Boston Market.
Nah. There are any more Boston Markets?
There's one left in Shirley.
Really? Yeah, well, what happened to the one down the road here?
It's gone.
Really? Krispy Kremes are gone now, too.
If you got, people chime in with their non-existent food chains, the ones that went away.
Is Madbeat checking in with Noggles? Never heard of that. N-A-U-G-L-E-S.
What about Eaton Park?
What?
That's one.
Really?
Yeah, that was like in the sort of like Pennsylvania, West Virginia, North Carolina area.
There used to be more, but there's only one now that I know of, Bennigan's. And Bennigan's is good.
What about Stuckey's?
Stuckey's? What? Never heard of it.
I-95 South. You always had Stuckey's.
Really?
That's still around. The Sizzler.
Yeah, around here it's dead.
You know, Red Lobster?
No, this is Red Lobster.
I was almost on a civil jury about a class action suit that happened at a Sizzler.
What? What?
Some dude walked into a Sizzler and like a piece of the wall fell off and hit him in the head.
Ugh.
What about Friendly's?
Friendly's is gone. It's under. It's done.
It's done?
Yeah, oh yeah. Friendly's, it's gone.
This one in Riverhead, right down the road.
What?
Yeah.
I heard they closed up shop.
No. Not that I know of. They just ripped
Pizza Hut. The
place.
Pizza
There's
Hut?
One in
Pizza
Riverhead,
still
too.
Around.
God.
Really? There's still a Friendly's closed down. Yeah. Oh, no, wait. That's right. There is one by me. Yeah, but
you'd think it did by the look of the place, but it didn't.
A place that is closing down, it's not food related, though, is Tower Records. They're closing up shop.
Going along the...
I'm just staying that because they're closing.
Remember The Wiz?
They're gone.
Yeah. Dude, I love The
Wiz. Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz.
Right.
Kmart.
Kmart's still around, buddy.
No. Yeah.
what other food place?
Nah, I don't know.
I
think we're done with that.
Are we done?
Portion of the show.
Del Taco? That's out west, though.
Yeah, so Crazy Kids and
La Taco?
Drunk People Driving Naked. Very good. Good stuff, man.
Great.
All right. Let's do.
Go to Tower Records to Naked People.
Let's do some Hottie of the Week stuff.
What about drunk calls?
Yeah, wait, that's what I meant. Hottie of the Week. Yeah, let's do the Drunk Call Hotline, everybody. Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody calls in over the weekend or during the week. When they get hammered, they leave us drunken messages. So instead of, like, calling, you know, their boyfriends or girlfriends.
And
or mommies and daddies, they call us.
Right.
And they tell us that, hey, I'm fucking hammered. All right? We got our first one. This is Wasted Jason from Vancouver, everybody. Ooh. Here we go.
Yo, this is a Twisted J-Dog, Wasted Jason up in Vancouver, B.C. Lunatic fucking radio rocks. I hoovered down way too much of blow tonight, way out to the club. Ran into a fucking bunch of fake-titty, stripper-looking girls. I thought, what would be the fucking most unobvious way of fucking picking up these girls? So I said, my name is Kieran. You girls are fucking awesome. Tonight was awesome. I could have never picked those girls up. Shit, tonight was awesome.
I like this guy. He's out there, man.
Dude, he sounded like the guy from Croxley Ales. Didn't he?
What guy from Croxley?
You know the radio commercials? The Croxley Ale radio Croxley Ales is a local bar. The commercials for Croxley Ales?
I never heard a Croxley commercial.
Really? Oh, when they used to be on, remember DRE?
Oh, yeah.
They used to be on DRE all the time. Never mind.
Another one from Wasted Jason.
Yo, what's up, motherfuckers? This is Wasted Jason, the fucking poster child for why kids should not do drugs. Most of my fucking calls to the drunk call hotline make no sense whatsoever. So this is me calling at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Already 4 absinthe shots down the hatch and making no sense again. But one public service message for all you people out there. Kids, do not do drugs.
Probably not a lot going on in Vancouver, that's why. Listen, listen, if I was living in Vancouver, I'd need like a few shots to get me through today.
Oh, it's a pretty area.
What? Who? You got Mr. Canada over here.
Oh,
what do you know?
Canada.
What do you know from Vancouver?
No idea.
See?
Nothing.
The Canucks.
Yeah, Canucks. Mm.
Douchebag.
Shut up.
What the hell is a Canuck anyway?
French Indian.
Well, there you go. Did we ask that before?
Yeah.
During our Ottawa spiel. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
When Kieran country. Was like, what the hell's a senator? I'm funny.
Elizabeth from Chicago.
Hi. Ooh. This is Elizabeth again.
Football.
I sent you guys a drunk dial.
You sure did.
I think on 10-9. And I actually wasn't a fan of the show. Actually, I'd never heard of it before, but my friend made me call and drunk dial you guys. And then I heard my drunk dial on your show. And now I am a big fan of you guys. Because you liked my drunk dial, and you liked my Rodney fucking Beans, so I like you guys.
By the way.
Yes.
Did you hear what she called
yes,
you?
Yes, Ronnie fucking Beans.
No, Rodney.
Oh, Rodney?
What's up, Rod?
Rodney.
What's up, Rodney?
That's why I actually have a cousin, Rodney. So
hey, Rod Rodney.
He could be Rodney Beans.
I still hate fucking men. It's sweetest day today. It's the 21st. And I didn't get any flowers, so...
Yeah. Swedish...
What is it day?
Swedish Saturday?
What?
All right. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know.
Yeah, never heard of that.
Do you like a mouthful of cock?
Hey, listen, how are you supposed to send her flowers and you don't even know what the fuck the anniversary is
it's
there?
Like, it's like Box Day in Canada.
Right,
what the fuck is that?
Boxing
Day. If anybody would like to send me flowers, you can. It's by the way, I'm Elizabeth from Chicago. And
wow, that should be pretty easy to send flowers to, right?
Send them to 506
attention.
Barnsdale, the Grange Park, Illinois, 60526.
Gonna bleep that.
Way to go, guy. I'm waiting for the beep.
I love you guys. And my friend Jason got me into you guys. And you guys are adorable, all of you.
Especially me.
I'm doing my adorable
whoever
face.
Whoever it is that just got laid... recently,
because
I was listening to one of the shows, I'm surprised.
Ooh.
If you're ever in Chicago, give me a call.
Oh! Who's next?
To hang out with you and do whatever, but I'll send you guys some pics.
Nice!
I'm very, I wouldn't say like I'm a hot chick or anything, but I'm a very cute girl. Ooh. Girl next door type of girl.
Girl next girl, Floridian slip. You say one thing and you mean your mother.
So,
wow.
I hope to hear from you. And love your show. Love you guys.
All right.
And...
we're adorable.
Do you suck cock?
That's about
remember?
It. And I'm not going to do the Rodney
we're adorable.
Fucking Beans.
She
Rodney.
Said it's a Rodney Beans.
Rodney.
What's up, Rodney Beans?
Ronnie.
Because the guy... you guys are sick of that shit, but...
No. No.
Hopefully I'll hear my drunk dial, and I'll hear you guys again. We're listening on Monday.
Thank you.
But,
all right. She's listening now?
You guys are all hotties, and hope to meet you soon.
Oh,
wow.
Come
to the bar night.
And I'll be sending my pics.
This is the longest goodbye ever.
Bye. Dude, I want to see these fucking pics.
All right,
pics.
So do we have pics?
I didn't get any pictures.
Really?
That's Elizabeth in Chicago. By Elizabeth.
Way, yo, listen, I don't want a place drop, but I'm in Chicago often.
I've been there.
Really?
Anyone?
Where do you go in Chicago, Ron?
Where do I go in Chicago?
Quickly.
No, Boys Town? No. That's not true. I've been there twice.
Isolate
not,
that.
Not for that kind of stuff. There's a really good CD store in Boys Town.
All right. Elizabeth called back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's Elizabeth again. Just want to say one more thing.
Rodney fucking Beans?
I just want to say, by the way, Kiernan, I'm in love with you.
Whoa.
So, Sit down, you play, you guys are speaking in New York. I'll be in New York.
Oh, place drop. Key drop.
Sometime this year or next year.
Okay. Sit down.
It's better than 8 years.
Let me check my calendar. All right.
I think I'm free next year.
We can work that in.
All right.
Karen, 8 years? No way. This year, next year.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Please call my way.
Wow. Dude.
Why did you have
again, we have so many knives in there. What?
What?
Oh, he's what? Making... No.
What?
Anyway, Karen... Kiernan, give me a call, and I'll give you my phone number.
What?
Don't air this on the radio.
Don't give it.
Yeah. I'm being more, and that this won't make you guys stop. This will make you guys stop the airing my phone number on the radio, but... 708.
No, no.
Ixnay, Ixnay.
Did you didn't screen these?
Give me a call. I'm 29, 5'8", blonde.
Wait.
Skinny.
Okay.
Oh.
I am a teacher.
Oh, I like that.
No idea what to say, but I would love to meet you or go out with you and form a friendship, if nothing else. Because you seem like an awesome guy.
I'm a complete cocksucker.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know, dude.
Keep going.
I'm getting laid.
I'd be a shy, as a shy guy. And I don't think that's true. But,
no, it's very true.
I hope to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Wow.
We should call her.
Yes.
Who is that?
We should call her.
That's I don't know her. I'm
that's your new
boy. So I do. We'll fucking call her.
Skype, dude.
Yeah.
I can't play back the number. I didn't write it
down. No, dude, we'll do it after the show.
No, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it on air.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Yeah, you got
to
do it on air.
All right, well, then you're going to have to play it back and not listen to the. Oh. You know, and play it back to.
Thank God I found the volume button.
Right, yeah.
I know, you're like,
I was starting to hit down everything.
No, yeah. You're shy, but she doesn't think so.
Dude, we got to roll with this.
There's a reason why it took Kieran 8 years to get laid, because he's shy.
Right. I love it.
It's not a gimmick.
Rodney.
We got two drunk calls from a teacher.
Dude, it's not a gimmick. Nothing on this show is a gimmick. Nothing on this show is a gimmick.
No, absolutely not.
Not a gimmick.
Our demo used to be postal workers. Now it's teachers.
Yeah.
That's our new demo.
Which
teachers.
Is cool. I can learn shit.
Way to go.
Go back to school.
If you do it. Like Rodney Dangerfield said, if you do it wrong, then make you do it again.
I was like, we're so poor, our Christmas tree was a stump.
Let's talk about my Longfellow.
Triple Lindel. Lindsay. Lindsay. What was it? Triple
Lindy.
Triple Lindy.
I don't dress in front of guys. Next thing you know, you're pinned up to a sophomore named Chad.
Ray.
Ray!
My man!
What's up? It's fucking Ray. Fucking hammered. Fucking hammered. Yeah, so, trying to leave you guys a joke. What kind of overalls does Mario wear? Denim. Ronnie Beans!
Hey, you know, I went to his MySpace page. He's got a tattoo of a white chick and a black guy holding hands. Like little stick figures.
Wait, what was that joke?
Like crazy?
I don't even know what it was.
It
so
sounded
dumb.
Like you said, what kind of overalls does Mario wear?
Yeah, denim.
Yeah, Mario. Super Mario?
Super Mario.
Oh, all right. All right.
Here, you're insane. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, Mario. Da-da-da-da-da-da. What the hell is that?
Denim.
All right. Okay.
Denim. All right. Oh, this is the some dude guy.
Act.
All right, that was it. Tisha.
Ooh. Hey, this is Tisha.
Hi.
Normally, Sizzlin Sarah is the hot teacher, but this time I was the teacher. Yeah. Tisha is the motherfucking dean of squirt, and I just made an A in her class. Lunatic Radio makes us calm.
Whoa.
Put the steel out.
Promo!
Yeah.
Isolate.
Promo.
Isolate.
Cut. Wrap.
Yeah. Yeah. Edit. Isolate.
Yeah. Done. Yeah.
Promo.
Instant promo.
We've reached a goal.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
And finally, White Disaster.
Hey, this is the fucking White Disaster. I'm telling a bunch of fucking Mexicans. Listen to this. Yeah, what about that girl hit a fucking pinata, bitches?
Dude, later. that's from Three Amigos.
Oh. Oh, that was a line?
Yeah, that's from Three Amigos.
No good.
No good.
No good. Stealing lines.
That's during El Guapo's birthday party.
Yeah. The only Steve Martin film you could quote is The Jerk.
Yeah.
No, dude, Three Amigos is good.
Oh, come
when they get to the singing bush, I think he goes, trip, 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 nanny! And he goes, all right. Farley.
All right, fine.
And then they shoot the invisible swordsman.
Oh, is this the one with Chevy Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, they're trying to get his attention. They're breaking into the studio to get their gear. And Steve Martin's up on top of the building or on top of the wall. And he's going, he's trying to get their attention. And he's making noises like a bird. And nobody can hear him. They don't pay attention. And finally, he's like, look up here. Look up here. Look up here. And he's like, hey, guys. And they're like, oh.
Martin Short, man, never been funny.
Yeah.
Martin Short.
Oh, come on. He wasn't good in Interspace.
Nanny. No, he's...
Martin Short.
You know what it is? He, like, I don't know.
What was that Grimley character he did?
He's just there.
Grimley, yeah.
Grimley.
He's just like, I don't know. He reminds me, like, him and Robin Williams, like, drive me nuts because none of them, they're never off. Like, stop. Like, you can't walk around like that all day.
White Disaster checking in. Oh. Tell Ronnie he's wrong.
That was his buddy.
That was his buddy.
All right. But that's,
that was a line from a movie?
Yes.
All right.
You can look it up.
All right.
Get the DVD.
Comedy show to cure autism, everybody. Saturday, November 12th at the Gotham Comedy Club in Manhattan. Gotham Comedy Club is located on 23rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenues. Every dollar goes to autism research. The lineup includes Bill Burr, Ted Alexandro, Mark Anthony Ramirez, Maria Shahata, and more. Tickets are $50 each, and every single dollar goes to autism research. To order tickets online, go to www.cureautismnow.org/cancomedynight. And there's only 300 tickets left, everybody, so order quickly. The show starts at 7 p.m. It's on Sunday, November 12th. Rocket and I will be there, yeah. I think, right, Chris from Chaos Radio?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Send me an email, buddy.
And we're having Mark Anthony on.
Mark Anthony Ramirez will be on next week.
Yeah. Not the guy married to J-Lo.
Okay.
Who was the guy married to J-Lo?
Mark Anthony.
Ramirez? Or just Mark Anthony?
Mark Anthony.
Rodney.
Well, you guys keep saying Mark Anthony, and I'm like, not that Mark Anthony.
Right.
Ramirez.
Mark
Ramirez.
Anthony Ramirez is going to be
seen,
on the
we
show.
Seen him before perform.
Yes, we met him at the...
Oh, God. At the Gogan Show. Whoops.
Yeah, we met him at the Gogan Show at Caroline's.
Yes. Yes.
He was hitting on Pam B, I think.
Chris just gave up the internet thumbs up.
All right, Chris. What did he say?
I'm indebted to you guys forever.
Really? Sweet.
You lose.
You lose. Where's my coffee? I like the Chaos Radio show. I listened to it yesterday. Chaos Radio. Chaosradio.com?
Sure.
Or is it chaosradio.net?
Like two people you never want to be indebted to forever. These two guys.
Yeah.
And Bina.
And Rodney.
And Rodney Beans.
Yeah, Rodney. I actually have a cousin, Rodney Beans. That's no joke.
It's a black guy?
Yes. My cousin is black.
It's possible.
I ain't full of no banana.
It's the 21st century, guy.
Yeah.
It could happen. Things change.
Well, he's not. So, there you go.
You know, Nicky DeBone had a black cousin.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
How about that?
Was his name? Oh, never mind.
What? Come on, say it. Nicky Johnson?
And DeBone. Said a Nicky DeBone.
Oh,
never
boy.
Mind.
Hold on.
I'll let my cousin Rodney know that he's getting shout-outs. He'll be like, what? Rodney. Mm-hmm. Actually, nobody calls him Rodney. They just call him Rod.
Roddy?
Rod Beans.
Roddy?
I don't know, that's worse.
Rod Beans.
What's up, Rod?
What else? He doesn't like Rodney.
My name was Rodney. I wouldn't want anybody to call me Rod.
Well, he doesn't like Rodney.
Rod is right up there with Dick.
He doesn't like Rodney.
Very good, Brock.
What do you want me to tell you? The guy does not. Jesus. He doesn't like Rodney.
Right? I'm just saying.
Did you just eat a box of crayons?
Basically. I like crayons.
Yeah. Yeah. He ate them all but the magenta.
That's our show this week, folks.
What a mess, man. We were doing good for an hour.
Oh, that was good.
He left magenta, fuchsia, cocoa,
and goldenrod.
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 What's the other one? Flesh. They have flesh-colored ones now, by the way.
Pam checking in. Can't you play the dirty automated call?
We did play it last week.
Yeah. Wait, Pam's a week behind.
Pam, listen to last week's show. We played that, the dirty automated call.
Yeah.
I love Pam B.
Yes.
Pam B, bar night, November 10th?
Yeah. 10th. Pam B needs to send me some photos because we're going to make her famous, and she's taking her sweet-ass time doing that.
I want some Elizabeth from Chicago photos.
Dude, I can't wait for those.
I want John the Beer Wizard photos.
What?
I'm into some freaky shit, Ron.
What?
Can we just waste more time? Who wants to waste time with us? Anybody?
Hey, can I give a shout out?
Go ahead.
One of my clients now listens to the show.
Yikes.
And I know, it's crazy. I was talking some business and
you let slip?
No. She's like, because I have to go to one of the jobs. She's like, it's out in Comac. Is that too far? I'm like, no, I go out to Wading River. She's like, what the fuck are you doing going to Wading River? And I was kind of like, I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to a buddy's house, you know, because that seems kind of weird. So I was like, I do. It was like a little radio show. And then she like wanted to know more about it. Next thing I know, we're at the fucking website and hear it in the background. She's listening to the show and she was like digging it. So
I do this little radio.
Well, it's like true.
Your best Bob Goulet voice.
Dude, I wasn't building. I was trying to like downplay because I felt, dude, I'm like, it's like a fucking client. I felt kind of weird, but I felt, you know, at the same time, I'm going to be like, yeah, I go out to my buddies every fucking Monday on Wading River. You know, it seems a little odd.
Right.
I mean, it's a fucking hour from
to
me,
watch The
so.
Sopranos.
Yeah, exactly.
I always get weirded out when I hear that like family members, relatives and stuff listen to the program. Don't you? Have you ever found that out?
None of my family listens to anything like
my,
this.
My aunt and uncle out in Arizona.
My friends don't even listen to this.
My aunt and uncle out in Arizona have listened a couple of times, and I'm like, oh, Christ, I just don't want to know what show you listen to.
All my friends are, like, productive members of society.
Okay. Yeah, well, you just insulted our fan base, Ronnie Beans.
That's not what I meant. You know, they all have kids and everything. They're like, what? You sit in front of a computer? I got kids.
Okay.
Nah, they just don't.
All right.
I don't have a single friend that listens to the show. I have to say that.
Right. I don't think I do either. My best friend, Polish Bob, just watches movies all day.
And you're there every Sunday, religiously.
I love Polish
watching
Bob.
Watching the kids.
All right, everybody.
How many words was it? Oh, wait, before you, how many words was it?
Show prep?
Yeah, show prep.
A lot of words.
Week.
A lot of words.
Really? Did we go past 25?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. 14, 16, 18, 20.
Come on.
22, 24, 26, 28, 30 words.
30, all right, 30.
30 words of show prep, Ronnie Beats. 3 hours.
Is that a lot?
10 words an hour.
Is that a lot?
No.
Right.
Actually, it's a lot for, actually, compared to most weeks, yeah, it is a lot. All right, so I believe that's it. Next week, we got to do a Halloween show. Come on, we got to do a Halloween show like Crazy Clown. Crazy Clown listening? Crazy Clown, if you're listening, call into the program. Because I want to know what your Halloween show is going to be like.
Right now?
Everybody's got to check out Crazy Clown's podcast. What is it called? The Dungeon Cast?
Dungeoncast.net.
The best time to ever listen to a show is this Halloween show. Because it's scary as shit.
Hey, guys.
Honestly, show some life.
Did we listen to one where it was all about his ex-girlfriend or something?
Yes.
Like his ex-girlfriend and her crazy new boyfriend or something?
It's the Crazy Clown Halloween show.
Wasn't that like there wasn't any clown things about it? Like it was just all...
Him killing people.
No. It was just like all about his ex-girlfriend and the ex-girlfriend's crazy new boyfriend.
No, that wasn't his Halloween show.
No, but I mean that was one of his shows.
Right. I'm not saying listen to the rest of his shows. I'm saying listen to the...
Oh, just the Halloween
just
show?
Just the Halloween show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we don't promote other shows.
Let's do the hotties of the week and get the fuck out of here.
I wanted to cue up the circus music. This laptop sucks.
Go ahead, Ross.
I can't sing it for you.
Do you have it?
I sing it for you.
I'm hungry.
All right.
You hungry?
Yeah. I don't know why. Probably because I haven't eaten since about 10 o'clock this morning.
So you can say 10 p.m.?
Yeah, 10 p.m. I was here at 10 p.m.
I'm kidding, Ron. It's a little, you know, a little.
Want me to call Nobu and have him open up? We can go.
Oh, yeah. Nobu. What the hell's his last name?
Nobu.
I forget. Nah, it's Nobu. Nobu's his first name.
I want turkey chili.
Nobu.
I can call up Nobu, man. I know him. I can have him open it up.
Dude, I've been to Nobu.
Come on, Kieran. I get credit for the turkey chili.
In Manhattan. Reference.
Turkey chili.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something really bad?
Yes.
Like a really bad like place drop? Gourmet Magazine came out with a list of the 50 top restaurants.
Sorry.
A little late, Rob.
That's not even fit. I try to close it.
How do I turn it down?
There you go.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Gourmet Magazine came out with the 50 top restaurants in the U.S., and I've been to like 18 of them.
Oh, I went over. Sorry.
Yeah. Everywhere from New York to D.C. to Chicago to to Vegas to Tampa.
Place drop.
I'm trying to think where else. To Hawaii.
Boca Raton.
Yeah. Boca Raton.
All right.
Like just
all right.
All over Florida.
By the way, if you're listening to the program, everybody's showing titty in the chat room.
No way. Oh, shit.
It's titty time in the chat room.
I love this time of the night.
Wow. Who has got the ass?
Oh, that's
Ned B. Chemist. That's a porno. Sorry.
You know what that is? That's Storm Thorgerson's, it's a Pink Floyd montage of all chicks have all the Pink Floyd cover art on their backs. Oh, and everything's freezing up. Fuck, I hate this!
All right, time to do the highs of the week. Here we
go! All right, well, James?
That's nice.
I like that better.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week.
Hottie of the Week time. Pointless segment. Do it every week. We pick a chick from all the entertainment team or the Hottie of the Week. Very dumb, but we have no other way of ending the show. We don't know how to end a radio show, so we just pick a dumb segment to do to end the show with. So if you're in the chat room listening live or, post your Hottie of the Week picks.
Yeah. No more private messages. Just post in the chat room.
Post in the chat room. I'll start it off. I'm going with Hillary Scott, baby. Hillary Scott.
I'm going with Jeanette Lee, women's professional billiard player. Holy shit, Asian sensation, huh?
Isn't she the Black Widow?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
I knew that. I was flipping to the channels, and I saw Asian, and I saw tight leather pants, and I'm like, dude, I want a jack.
She better be hot if you're watching billiards.
While slipping through. Come on. Yeah. ESPN's on my favorites.
Was it on the Ocho?
Rock, you're getting underboob in the chat room.
Oh, I love my underboob!
Yeah. Hillary Scott, everybody. And who are you going with?
Jeanette Lee.
Ronnie?
I'm going to go with the chick from Cabin Fever, Jordan Ladd.
Jordan Ladd. Very good pick, Ronnie Beans. I'd like to thank Hillary Scott for joining the program, calling in tonight. ClubHillaryScott.com is the website, everybody. Or MySpace.com/HillaryScottXStar. You can also log on to our MySpace page, MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. One word. And she's in our top 24, whatever the fuck it is. Next week on the program, Belladonna. Bella fucking Donna. And Mark Anthony Ramirez, comedian extraordinaire.
Nice.
It's going to be a lot of porn stars coming on the program, according to Jenny Blowjob. Jenny Blowjob says porn stars from here on out. I don't know why.
That's it. Keep it simple.
Our thanks also to Rory and Lauren Karf calling in on the program. Very funny job. Very good job tonight.
Lauren Double D.
Lauren Double D Karf.
That's right.
That's what we're calling. Double D.
Double D.
We're calling her Double D.
Double D from now on.
Lauren's Double D.
Okay.
Call Rory No Talent.
Oh, shit.
Rory Say a Joke. We'll call him that.
Rory Say.
He needs like a gangster name. Rory, I got nothing. All right. The show, lunaticradio.com, is the email address, everybody. Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202, Loon, 206-202-5666. Give us a call over the week if you get hammered. Bar night, November 10th. We'll post the bar this week.
Yeah.
I know I said I'd do it last week, but we changed the date, so now I'm going to post it this week.
Thank you to Con Woman for sending me the goods this week, the pint glass and the square bag.
And thanks to whoever's keeping us up on iTunes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, all right, everybody. Time to set new goals for the LunaticRadio.com show. We got a new intro, and now we need a new job.
Yeah. We got things rolling behind the scenes. We can't quite talk about it right now, but things are happening.
Oh, by the way, do we have that meeting thing?
Well, they never called me back, but look, we actually have meetings.
We're supposed to have a meeting with some dude tonight.
Yeah.
Like after the show. I don't know, some dude from some company.
Yeah. I don't want to get too into it, because we'll talk about it.
We can't talk about
it. But we had some meeting stuff. Oh, and I got to send...
Like a phone meeting. He was in a call.
I got to send out the shirts, too, to the other company.
Oh, right.
I got the shirt. We got a lot of things going on, Ron.
A lot of things going on, Ryan Bass. Rodney Beans. All right, so thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Until next week, be safe, be fun, drink a beer, bang a chick, bang a dude, whatever you got to do. But do it on your own time, all right? Come check us out next week. It's going to be fun. All right, so until then, the big Halloween show next Monday night. We'll try to figure out something to do Halloween-ish.
We got
to
get clown on.
We got to get some eggs and, like, throw them. That'd be cool. Yeah, we got to get clown on next week. Can we get clown on?
Why not? We'll work it.
Let's get fucking crazy clown on.
Dude, we got a busy week next week.
We have something better to do?
Yeah, right.
We got a busy week next week. We got Belladonna.
Mark Anthony.
Halloween. Jenny's coming on.
Clown's coming on.
We won't have to do anything.
We're not going
to
do shit. All right, so until next week, everybody. Sorry we sucked for a little while today, but...
Oh, it was all good.
I'll see you later.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.